Blog Talk Radio.
Some of his kids are goddamn smart for me. Sad to talk his head, shaking his shit. Talk to the hand, talk to the hand. Some from old school, I'll kick a kid ass. When a kid get 1 year old, I believe he got the right to hit him in the throat or the stomach.
Private parties, graduations, after parties, block parties, for special events. Damn, we do it all. Call DJ Smell for Good at 813-766-4201.
Oh, that's their body shit. Oh, that's their body shit. I ain't playing for keeps. I ain't playing for keeps. Oh, that's their body shit. Oh, that's their body shit. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone. Oh, that's their body shit. Oh, that's their body shit. I ain't playing for keeps. I ain't playing for keeps. Oh, that's their body shit. Oh, that's their body shit. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone.
Now you ain't gotta get all ugly with me. You know that nigga ain't shit, so why you fucking with me? You know he fucking plenty hoes, and yet you dealing with him. Don't be mad at me, cause that nigga hurt your feelings and shit. You dealing with you keep on calling me with that foolishness, knowing goddamn well I can fool with it. Old dog ass nigga, why you fool with him? He gon' get you fucked up by some stupid shit. You stupid. bitch, hold on, watch your drum. A nigga got 5, 6, 7, baby mama. Nigga say you better hold what you gon' call. I'm straight street, bitch, yo, nigga, your car.
Hold that everybody shit. Hold that everybody shit. I ain't playing for keeps. I ain't playing for keeps. Hold that everybody shit. Hold that everybody shit. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone. Hold that everybody shit. Hold that everybody shit. I ain't playing for keeps. I ain't playing for keeps. Hold that everybody shit. Hold that everybody shit. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone.
You so emotional. You and your cousin calling, playing on my phone. I check your dome, study your home. Better play with your kids and live your tongue. Stop asking me if he at my crib. Come see for yourself, or you know where I live. Better come correct, cause you know what it is. Yes, whatever, you know how I feel. Better keep my motherfucking name out of beat, cause he fucking me ashes on that feet. But a bitch stay sharp, hold peace up. Cause her dick niggas don't bless me, her come straight. Took your nigga like a bitch. Paying for the bitch instead of paying your rent. All that drama don't make no sense. Oh, stop shooting, that's everybody.
Hold that, say everybody, dick. Hold that, say everybody, dick. I ain't playing for keeps. I ain't playing for keeps. Hold that, say everybody, dick. Hold that, say everybody, dick. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone. Hold that, say everybody, dick. Hold that, say everybody, dick. I ain't playing for keeps. I ain't playing for keeps. Hold that, say everybody, dick. Hold that, say everybody, dick. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone.
You having issues with your nigga? Don't be calling me hoe. Better check that nigga you with. What you calling me for? I got a life plus a career, so that drama won't fit in my schedule. My money over air, baby, it's shit on my level. I don't need to fuck around. All my diva status is past. Fuck a man. You don't wanna with me, better cook your man. Cause I one hit, one of them dumb man. You trust that nigga, so he fucking near and everybody he please. He's a hoe, so why you mad at me? Oh, that's your man, yeah, whatever, bitch, please.
Hold that
everybody,
kid.
What's up? It's your girl, Miss QB, representing Selecting the Game Entertainment. It's Mel So Good, it's a new up-and-coming artist. We'll be hitting somebody soon. So, what it do? We all say for and tell you, running it like it's hot.
I ain't playing for cheap. I ain't playing for cheap. Hold that everybody,
kid. I'm here. Lord, I'm here. Man, Blog Talk, what's happening, people? Yeah, tuning in live, man. If y'all tuning in live, y'all already know, boy, it's been a long night. Brother is up in here, man, you know what I'm saying, trying to do I had to play a couple of songs, man. Get mine right, you know what I'm saying?
Blog Talk Radio.
Turn that down, get the show on. Oh, this is Scandalous Bitch Saturdays, man. I got a couple of people supposed to be calling in, man. Sorry, this is Scandalous Biatch Saturday. You know what I'm saying? For all them Scandalous Biatches out there, we got a lot of stories going to be shared today. You know what I'm saying? For people doing some scandalous-ass bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start the show off with my scandalous-ass, scandalous motherfucker of the day and shit. Come out of my family, you know what I'm saying? Punk ass motherfucking cousin and shit, you know what I'm saying? He had a deal worked out. Well, you supposed to pay my cell phone, $50 cell phone a month, you know what I'm saying? All I had to do, I told him, you know, you pay my cell phone, I made a little drop for him, you know what I'm saying? A little commercial for a store, you know what I'm saying? I said, I'll put you out on every CD every month, you know what I'm saying? That I make. Now, I put out over at least 100 different CDs a month, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I made up a bunch of music, so I keep, you know, same kind of music in rotation, you know what I'm saying, when I'm selling it. So once I put it on there, you know what I'm saying, it's on there, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm going around listening to different albums, different mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? All his shit is on there, you know what I'm saying? It's right, jamming and everything. This motherfucker turned around. I don't know if he ain't handling his business at the store or whatever the hell happened, you know what I'm saying? But he turned around and tried to screw me over talking about I can't, you know, he can't afford to pay my damn $50 bill no more. So, you know, now he, you know what I'm saying? So then he gonna leave me up in the air on my cell phone and shit like that, which ain't a big deal, you know what I'm saying? But still, he pulled a bitch ass move. That was some bitch assness. So, in light of that, I gotta plug in some of these audibles that I got and blast some of you cats, you know what I'm saying? So y'all hold on, I will be doing that. This is Scandalous Biatch Saturday. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call my homeboys up. You know what I'm saying? Cause I know they want to get down on this, you know. And we're going to talk some real nitty gritty. Y'all hold on, matter of fact. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to make a couple of calls. I know how to three-way now, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Iraq, always tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Most loyal fan and friend, you know what I'm saying? That's Miss Lieutenant Maven out there representing the EOD unit. She's doing her hair, y'all. She's trying to get sexy. Well, she already sexy, so I don't know why she's doing her hair, but I guess she said she got some braids in that mother. You know how y'all ladies be leaving your braids in 6-7 months, and it was only supposed to be in there 2 months. Head look like it's all matted together and shit, looking like old Rastafari. Nah, man, that's straight up, man. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? She's taking care of herself, though, you know what I'm saying? She makes sure herself she look right. I know we used to be, well, I used to be stationed over there in Fort Campbell. Oh, man. Motherfucker used to be living nasty. Then the dude says, girl, if you don't get over there and wash your ass, how you smelling worse than a man? I don't give a fuck. Baby wipes, extra ivory soap, washing out the water buffalo, do whatever you got to do to keep your person hygiene up. Boy, seem like motherfuckers just waiting. This is a couple of scandalous stories I'm telling, right? I'm getting my scandalous stories out the way because it was some scandalous shit I keep remembering, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, females used to be out there in the damn field. We out in the field. The field people, let me, all this for all y'all, all non-army motherfuckers. When you go out to the field, that means you go out to the woods to train for 30 days, you know what I'm saying? Or however many days you out there. The particular unit I was in, it was HHC 2nd at 101st Aviation Airborne Regiment. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the Screaming Chickens. Punk motherfuckers. Anyways, Fort Campbell, middle finger to you. All you racist bastards out there, scandalous motherfuckers, you taste some real scandalous shit too. First day I came on post, you know what I'm saying, at Fort Campbell. These are what these crackers tell me. Crackers gonna tell me, you know, all you African Americans, you guys gotta be careful. Just be careful when you go off post, because we found a black guy tied up in his car. With his hands tied and a noose around his neck, burnt up in his car, just off a post. You know what I'm saying? Now, this the first day, you know what I'm saying? This is what they telling you, your first motherfucking day stepping down and shit. And we in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, you know what I'm saying? Which we ain't, I mean, my whole 2 years, man, I ain't experienced more racism off post than I did on post, you know what I'm saying? I mean, outside people appreciated you, you know what I'm saying, for the job that you did. But these old, you know, the political system that you serve, which is the military, it's just a political system, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they put you through. They put you through that mental bullshit. It's just that same old hurry up and wait. Hurry up, soldier. Pack up everything. We got to go, 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 go to get nowhere. Ain't this a mother... So, hey, somebody calling me on the damn bat line, right? So I'm going to get into one of these songs real quick. And I'll be back. It's Blog Talk Radio.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy Artist, on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I still let it slip your ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch by the gray organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison. Beat my dick. He gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the rich. I ain't scared to die. Not a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all
everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kick, I rob, I straighten, I drop. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, don't talk to me like that, nigga. Stay right here, I'll be right back, nigga. What I'm gonna do, you ain't gonna like that, nigga. I don't care who he is, I'll fight that, nigga. I ain't gonna be fair. Like a bitch, I kick, bite, and pull hair. I don't give a fuck. I'ma try everything for it, let you beat me up. Talk crazy and scare me a nigga. Pull out my fire and tell me a nigga. I got a brain that'll tell me a nigga. Chicken with the chain, I don't fear no nigga. On the street, ain't a referee. Pick up something off the ground and split it just like me. Plays unlike me to walk away. But sometimes I just walk away. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Like everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you.
Get back on this mother real quick. What's up? What's up? This is Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. I know y'all done heard a couple of my scandalous ass stories, man. Apologies to the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully they're looking into the situation, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, the chat room is kind of screwed up today, y'all. I got my sexiest guest on the line, you know what I'm saying? Sexiest faithful fans. Sexy caller, you out there?
Hope you're talking about me. How you doing?
Oh, girl, you know I'm talking about you. Yeah.
What's up, smell
no,
so good?
I got Miss Black on the line, too. But
Black?
No, she's doing her hair right now. She,
oh, okay.
She said she'd be back.
Goofy Bone?
Is he in? You can see the...
He's a listener right now.
No, I'm saying is the chat up, though? Man, this shit pisses me off. I can't say it's pissing me off because it just forces everybody to call in.
Yeah.
She said, hey, Miss Black said, hey, she'll be right back, though.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, on the Yahoo Messenger, man. I mean, damn, I might have to start just doing the other external chats. Shit, everybody going to have to meet up on your Messenger. And have 100 windows open and shit, and then everybody talk on the phone. It's crazy.
Well, my Yahoo Messenger is shyromance2003@yahoo.com.
2003.
Yep.
Let me see. I got the damn chat room. I pulled mine up, but
you did.
See, when you on this side of the fence, you got two options. You can have the chat room actually open on your show page.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what all y'all be looking at. And then
then I
got an external chat just in case I don't want to listen to the music.
Okay.
And I can just, you know what I'm saying, chat.
I want you to help me do that. I was trying to, I told you I was thinking about doing that show, and so I've been fucking with this thing. And I got some of it, but I don't know. I think I just need a little help with it. Whenever
like
you got time.
The switch? You talking about like how to operate the switchboard and all that?
I think I got the switch. I was trying to put like this bookmark thing on here, this player on here, this chat up on here.
Well, now when you like at my show, I'm saying now if you hosting your own show, all that stuff will pull up.
Oh, it will.
Yeah, now if you're just a listener though, you won't see none of that.
You know, I told you I was trying to do my own show.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
So I'm saying, yeah, when you're doing your own show, yeah, then that, you can sit. You know what I'm saying? That's when the switchboard will pop up. Then you go back to your show page after you pop your switchboard up, and then it's a when you actually on air, you click the same button everybody else puts to play the chat button. And then it'll pop up, it'll pop up a chat, little chat thing for you. And if that don't work, then you can, it's got a button that says start chat.
I see that.
Yeah, and it'll pop up an external chat window for you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that's your chat room, though. So sometimes people might not be able to be in the chat room, so you'd be in there by yourself. Because like now, you know what I'm saying, ain't nobody in the chat room because something wrong with it. So, and I already know because I've been trying to get in.
Okay.
So how has your day been going?
It's actually been all right. I've been cleaning up and everything, so it's okay. Boys up in the room. You see, when I called, you didn't hear them right off back. I'm not going to say you're not going to hear them, but right off back, you didn't hear them.
Little one ain't rushing in. She on the phone. Go, 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 go,
real,
go.
Listen to this.
They be waiting, boy. They got the ears to the door, boy. They ain't trying to have. Time she get on that radio show, boy. Look here, we got
this. It's time.
It's time. Go, go,
one,
go,
two,
go.
Three, come on.
Move. Like they already in the military, boy.
Hell yeah.
Buddy moving and shit, boy.
Them motherfuckers keep me busy. Loving or death, but they keep me busy. I'm like, man, I'll be glad when y'all little asses get grown.
I started laughing because I remember my mama used to say that same shit. I'm like, damn, I'm getting old. Same shit. I see that it is scandalous.
You see, I had to change the name.
I had to change the name up a little bit because I ain't want BTR to be coming like, you're cussing on our front page. So, if you know what a biatch is, then you already know how to read them between the lines. So,
scandalous biatch.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, I had to share a story about, I shared like three stories.
Damn.
I got a whole slew of these motherfuckers, man. People do scandalous bullshit to me pretty much every day. Now, these old crab-ass crazy niggas, man.
It's a lot of
bitch-assness going
on
around here.
It is. And I don't know if I read one of my pieces called My Nigga to You. But I was reading that to a friend of mine. You know, I started reading this other piece yesterday, but it wasn't finished. But I was reading this piece, My Nigga, to a partner of mine last night. And he was like, man, because, Shy, let me tell you, I'm feeling that. You know, I'm feeling that mainly because I'm not a nigga. I'm a man. I'm like, okay, that's what's up. He was like, but what you need to do is write something.
I'm not a nigga. I'm a man.
Huh?
Shut your goof ass up. Man, nigga, you's a nigga if your skin is black. Nigga, I'm going to call you a nigga.
Look, he said, but what you need to do is write something about these goddamn bitches. I'm like, huh? He was like, now, I know you ain't no bitch. You're a woman, and I really don't like calling no female no bitch, but it's a exception, you know. It's some bitches out there. So I took it as a challenge, and I did sit up, and I wrote something called These Bitches.
Let me get this definition, because you keep putting our wrong definition for
this.
Okay. Definition, y'all, of a scandalous biatch, okay, is anyone who screws someone over for the personal gain or a bitch-ass person. So if you done screwed somebody over, you know what I'm saying, so you can get ahead, you done pulled into a parking space when you knew that old lady was trying to get up in there, but you just like, fuck you, old lady, and get out and still handle your business, she still shot you a bird, because you was a bitch-ass person for doing that, whether you black, white, Puerto Rican, or Indian, or came out of space with that bullshit. You's a scandalous biatch, and you will be on this show today, featured. This is for all you scandalous biatches out there, you know what I'm saying, it's live. I got Shiro, man, sexiest woman coming out of Mississippi, and then, you know, representing for the Berg. So she's going to go ahead and break a new poem down for y'all. This is for all y'all ladies, though, that be acting like biatches. Because it is, man, after this, I talk.
Okay, it's called These Bitches. See, these are really the type of bitches you really don't want to fuck with. See, maybe you could deal with a bitch if it was room for improvement and growth, but the ones with no high school education, GED, job, court, job, or either on-the-job training, hell, that's just no hope. Only thinking about drinking and popping pills and doing coke. Yeah, I do indeed engage in my green, but that's a want and not a motherfucking need, because my first obligation belongs to my four little C's. But that stupid bitch just stuck on stupid for no apparent reason. Got her hair done, manicure, pedicure, cuckoo down, and love men teasing and pleasing. Riding in her new Ford Focus on some 22-inch rims with the sound just a beating. But kids hungry as hell, because that bitch didn't feed them. And she got 7 babies with 6 baby daddies, 5 maybe pappies, 4 stepdaddies, 3 unrelated uncles that only visit mommy at night, and now the kids kind of confused, saying, man, something ain't right. This foolish bitch be initiating kids' fights and laughing at the profanity swinging loosely from the toddler's little mouth. I mean, and then she be saying, Oh, you heard what Pookie just said? He said he was going to bust that little boy's motherfucking head. You know, Pookie don't play, and that's my two-year-old son, so you best get out his way. But check this. The next day at the grocery store, the same stuff slips out. But right about now, it ain't funny no more. Now she want to bust Pookie in his mouth. You bitch. Then you got the bougie bitch, the used-to-be street hood gutter bitch that moved to the city. Now she's the other bitch, got her own shit, claiming independent, but still slobbing on the dick. Only difference is now she's doing it in her house instead of her low-income apartment. But, oh, how easily we tend to forget. But not me, because to me, you still a gutter bitch. And right about now, real women are inhaling and laughing, saying, on the head, she didn't hit it. But bitches are exhaling and trying their best to forget it. But word to the wise guys, keep bitches out your life, because you just can't turn no bitch to no fucking housewife. That's it.
Message. So, like I told her, she told me that on the after hours, y'all, and the first thing I picked up on was slapping on the dick. But I liked everything. Look here. Yes, all you scandalous ass bitches out there, all you scandalous ass niggas out there, man. This all applies to you, cause y'all be, oh good lord. Let me tell you about this other motherfucker, man. I'm on where I was at last night. Let me see what happened last night. Was it a bitch ass nigga story? No, that wasn't a bitch ass. I'll tell you about a bitch ass nigga over in Germany though. Me and my homeboys, we in the room. This is why I got kicked out of the military and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
Me and my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? This punk-ass motherfucker. Me and my two homeboys, we sitting in the room. Now, true enough, you know what I'm saying? Now, we over in Germany, okay? So all the soldiers over there know herb is not accessible. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't accessible to us. I mean, we used to ride 45 minutes away to get $25 worth of herb that's a ketchup packet size.
Damn.
Size of a ketchup packet. Man, these motherfuckers keep calling my goddamn phone, man. This shit pissing me off. Know my damn show on right now, man. Hold on, man. Hey, I got to play the song and I'll come back, y'all. Y'all hold on. I'm going to share my story. Hold on.
Yeah. Still got a couple seconds left, you know what I mean? See your ass on the dance floor.
Hey yo, they call me Cardi, F your Ferrari, niggas scream whenever they see me in the party. Everything's official, you ain't gotta ask, you think you ahead of time, you need a late pass. Yeah, I'm sipping on it, bottle to the head, and I ain't saying much, you could be one of the feds. We stay connected, above the clouds, we don't talk much, but the movement speak loud, nigga, gotta respect that. There's no choice, I'm Mr. Agua, watch it die till I get more. Girlfriend, come and kick it with the crew. She my late night friend, but yeah.
I wanna go home with you.
Call me Cardi, Mr. Gasoline, world tonight. When they see me stepping on the scene, and we don't buy it unless we got it 10 times. This real life, we ain't just say it in the rhymes, man. Guaranteed if you oppose, you lose, and we the future. Let's hear it for the brand new fusion. Anybody can get it, there is no exclusion. Enough questions leading to the same conclusion. Gangsters are gangsters. Nigga, be who you be. Them my bad man, but them still not bad like how we. I never chase them. I let them choose at the end of the night, they say.
I wanna go home.
Share. And the world sings.
call me Cardi, Mr. Evolution. And you can dance while you thinking about the revolution. And while you vex having delusions of persecution, I'ma stay flawless, an instrument of execution. Out of many still grows one people, just as an orator still remained unequal. I'm a diamond in the dirt, and there is no sequel. Many tried, but they cannot replicate what we do. Hear evil, speak that evil. Speak good to the hood, there is no retrieval. Think about it, while you sipping on your cue? If my words could talk, they say,
I wanna go home.
Yeah.
With you. I wanna go home.
Yeah, we back, man. Y'all already know what time it is. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, Smell So Hood if you're Spanish. I got Miss Shira Romance on the line. I got to send shots out to everybody that stop through, man. What it do, Miss Ann? Hold on.
Chat room,
wait a minute.
Back up.
And it, yeah, the chat room. Yeah, so I'm looking in the chat room. Ann J. Wait a minute. I think Ann J. I keep saying Ann J is a damn. Is Ann J a female or a male? Let me see. Okay. I don't know. I ain't never clicked on everybody's picture. You know how people be clicking all on your picture trying to see who you is. I'm going to change my picture so y'all can see who I am, man. Everybody, who you is? Smell so good. I'm a motherfucking DJ, goddammit. Shit. I'm just going to put D and J. That's all you're going to see for the picture. Hey, big ups to Ann J, Sweet D Love coming through. I see y'all off in the chat room. My dog Goofy Bones, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of San Jose, California. The Shy Romance representing MI Cricoletta, Cricoletta. And we got Miss Black. She's washing her hair right now, but she is actually she on the line listening in. So she y'all don't see her in the chat room, but she is here. So she's here in spirit. So if y'all ain't know what's going on, man, today is Scandalous Biatch. Scandalous Biatch Saturday. You know what I'm saying? If anybody needs me to run that definition back, you know what I'm saying? Just throw a question up and like what that mean in the chat room. I don't know. I'm trying to read some shit in the damn. Trying to catch up on whatever's going on. That's one thing about the chat room. If you ain't part of it from the jump, you might as well stay on the phone. Boy, you. You ain't seen nothing but shorthand off the chat room. I'm like, huh? What is that? What's a you? What the hell is it? Oh, that's you. What's a yours? What you typing in? Oh, yours. How? Oh, your day going
yes,
good? Yours.
I was asking.
Oh, shorthand like
gone,
a.
How his day was, baby.
Man, probably high shit.
Yeah, ain't no other way. Feels so
and
good.
So, let me tell you some scandalous shit about this motherfucker here. This bitch, man. Goofy Bone, that's my nigga, man. But I can't never talk on the phone. Here. Man, motherfucker be so high on the phone. I mean, he one of them. Hold on, bro. Okay, here you go.
Now I'm back.
Y'all, you know how you done smoke too much, you can't keep it in? Spitting all over everybody. Who, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you got the black. Oh, man, cats be killing with that, boy. Over smoke their boundaries. It is one thing called over smoking your boundaries. You know what I'm saying? I'm just high. Yeah, boy, you can over smoke your boundaries sometimes. You try to take that third inhale. You know what I'm saying? Be like, don't waste it all your smoke. You know what I'm saying? You don't just I can't get hung over. I woke up at 12 o'clock today. Though I tell you that, boy. I was kind of tired. I don't know what it was. But something put me down, boy. I was tired. So getting back to my scandalous story, man. My scandalous story is why I got kicked out of the military, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord. I don't never, you know what I'm saying, anything happened in my life, it was meant for a reason. A lot of bad shit happened to you that you think might be bad, but then, you know what I'm saying, in the end, it ain't all bad. So, and it wasn't bad at me, it wasn't bad for me at all. The motherfuckers mad at me. They were like, you're going to go home, we're going to give you a dishonorable discharge, you can go home, you can't find any work, and you're going to have a hard life. Shit, man, I got out on a general discharge in honorable conditions, and got out and got my own motherfucking business. Thank you, middle finger to all you dumbass crackers who didn't know that niggas work on their own anyways. I'm gonna work for you motherfuckers, man. Shit, that's in our genes to work on our own. There's some of us, you know what I'm saying, we'd be forced to get into that situation where we gotta work for you motherfuckers. But majority of us, man, please. I was happy coming home and getting on my own little grind, walking up and down the block, selling incense. And I started out, dollar a pack, you know what I'm saying? I still be making $100 a day off of some incense, off some smell good. That's why they call me DJ Smell So Good. Because I be on a grind that niggas don't even be on, and I make cash off of. I went out to spring break, and I'm still getting back to my story. I went out to spring break. I took the little Laffy Taffy. Shy, you remember them Laffy Taffys back in the day?
Yes, I do.
The little fruit chews?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I took them up to Daytona, you know what I'm saying, for Black Beach Week. And you got to think about all the different people that was there. Maybe not many people ain't never seen that candy in, like, years. You know what I'm saying? So, I took that up there. I took them up there. I had like $50 worth of candy. I took it up there, sacked everything up in the dollar bags, and made about shit. I had sold almost all the candy, like $400 straight up off of candy.
Just off fucking candy.
Off of candy, you know what I'm saying? My niggas, they brought herb, all this other kind of shit we could have got locked up for. You know what I'm saying? To make their money off of. I brought nothing but a tooth aching product. They made $400 off of it, you know what I'm saying? Just off of it. I was like, damn. So, getting back to
swinging
my candy. Yeah,
swinging
candy.
Sweet candy.
Yeah, swinging my candy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, back to my story, though. We sitting up in the room, you know what I'm saying? I'm up in the barracks, me and my dolls. The night before, you know what I'm saying? We went down to Nuremberg about 45 minutes away. We copped our little bud and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said again now. It was $25, you know what I'm saying, for a ketchup packet of herb, you know what I'm saying? That's the size of how much you got. So that's probably like maybe two blunts.
Damn.
Maybe three. You might have got squeezed three because we was, you know what I'm saying, one little pin joint blunt, we was getting high anyway. It ain't even matter because we didn't smoke like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We weren't smoking like that. We probably, you know, every time we get a little enjoyment, every 3-4 months or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all put our money. Yeah, that's the other thing. You had to put your money together, you know what I'm saying, just to be able to get something. So we'd get like 4 bags. We'd spend $100 with all of it, probably about 8 of us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Put our little money in, and we'd get 4 ketchup little packs of herb. We had to do that just so we can, you know what I'm saying, so you can have something for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Man, please. We in my homeboy room, you know what I'm saying? We burning. I mean, we had a good time that night, you know what I'm saying? And, hold on. Now, Shy, don't take this as offensive, but I'm going to put you on the mute. Okay. Should be all right. But I listen to myself. Man, that's a lot of air. Where the hell air coming from? Hold on. Okay, first off, can you hear me, Shy?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Okay, okay. I don't know. I heard a lot of air for some reason.
You heard a lot of what?
A lot of air. A lot of air. But anyway, y'all, this is what happened. So we in there burning now. We having a good time. You know what I'm saying? We went through. Now, this is how we smoke. Now, we had 4 of them. We went through two and a half, you know what I'm saying? Probably, I think that's what it was. We had like a bag, full bag and a half left. you know what I'm saying, for the rest of the weekend, for like, you know, or until whenever we all got together again, because we normally didn't even try to smoke. We couldn't smoke at all in that weekend. So, boom, we, you know what I'm saying, we down there, good time, whatever, whatever. The next day, now everything cleared out. Next day, damn near 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we sitting in, I just came to my homeboy room, the same room now. I stayed upstairs at the time on the third floor. We had 3 floors to the building. I stayed on the third floor. So, boom, I came down to check on my homeboy, see what they was up to, you know what I'm saying? They sitting in the room drinking and shit early, you know what I'm saying? And he wasn't nobody smoking, wasn't he smoking no blacks or half a Tampa, wasn't no smoke, period. You know what I'm saying? No smoke, period. I came in the room, sat down, they started playing the game. We just talking, blah, 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 blah. A few minutes later, we get a knock on the door. You know what I'm saying? So, I answered, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy answered the door. It's his room, he answered the door. He creaked the door open. It's a damn MP at the door. He's like, what the fuck? What the damn police doing here? Military police, everybody. I know these acronyms be killing you. MP is military police. So, boom, dude at the door. He's like, well, we just got an anonymous call. From the staff duty. Staff duty is like every weekend every day somebody on staff duty. That's like after hours, if some emergency pop off, you call this main number. It's a sergeant, another soldier there, you know what I'm saying, run errands and all that dumb shit. It's, you know what I'm saying, it's like guard duty. So it was like we got anonymous call from staff duty that said you guys that somebody was doing drugs in the building, and it came from this room.
Damn.
I'm like, what? Okay, so we like, what? You know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you ain't smelling nothing. We ain't doing nothing. We sitting there playing the game. So, boom. So, it comes around, and he was like, well, you know what I'm saying? Well, you're going to have to, we're going to need you to come out your room, because I got CID. CID is Criminal Investigation Department. You know what I'm saying? We got the CID coming down with the dogs, and we're going to search your room.
Damn.
Yeah, there ain't no search warrant, none of that bullshit. Hell nah. They want to search this shit, they're going to search it. So we're like, what the fuck? Yeah, so I'm like, damn. So I remember when my homeboy put the last little bit of bud at. He put it right there in his drawer, you know what I'm saying? There's two scandalous bitch. There's two scandalous stories in one now. Mm-hmm. When I tell my nigga that, I'm going to cuss his ass. I ain't talked to that nigga since that motherfucking day, but cuss his ass out when I do see him, because he pulled some foul shit, too. Anyways, related to the story. So, boom. So my homeboy say, he was like, all right, well, he said, you guys just going to have to stay in the room, you know what I'm saying, until CID comes. So we was like, all right, boom, he closed the door, you know what I'm saying, the dude let us close the door. Shit. Y'all was on the pop, I said, man, what are everybody, you know what I'm saying? He like, right there, pointing to the drawer. So, boom, I slide the drawer open, I see the little half.
Mm-hmm.
I see the little half, so I grab the half, I stuff it down into my shoe, you know what I'm saying, to the side of my shoe. Cause when anybody come, I'm walking about the room first. You know what I'm saying? I already had my plan down. This ain't my room. I'm walking up out of the room first, and I'm walking away from the dogs. Mm-hmm. So, boom, I'm searching around. Now I'm looking. I knew it was a sack and a half, so I'm looking for the main sack.
Mm-hmm.
Looking around. It ain't no damn sack in the drawer. I'm like, man, what a... So this time, I can't even turn back around and talk to him, because he already talking, you know what I'm saying, to the police, to the MP and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, CIDs, they bought that. I mean, it was quick on it, too. You hear the dogs coming. So I'm like, damn, man, what a sack at? What a sack at? I'm asking my homeboy. He's like, man, I don't know, dog. I thought that was it. Boom. I say, fuck it. Sit back down and shit. Like, that was, I guess we must have burnt it or somebody took it.
Mm-hmm.
So boom. You know what I'm saying? CID come. They tell us, you know what I'm saying, to step out the room or whatever, whatever. First, they went through it by hand. They didn't even go in with the dogs. That's how fucked up it was. They didn't even go in with the dogs. You know what I'm saying? They went in. The investigator went in by hand. Went straight to the damn drawer, to the desk, you know what I'm saying? Because there wasn't that much furniture in the bitch anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to the drawer, start searching around. In the back of the fucking drawer, underneath some damn paper, I mean, I wouldn't have found this in that type of time unless I was looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hit a whole damn pack of damn weed.
Damn.
This nigga done tried the cuff. I said, man, you stupid mother... Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah. So really, really, he was one of the causes for me getting kicked out too. You son of a bitch. Because if you wouldn't have found that damn sack, man, it wouldn't have been no nothing. You know what I'm saying? There wouldn't have been no say so about the whole deal. It just would have been, you know, y'all was doing it, and this is the wrong room or whatever. Because it wasn't no evidence. It wasn't no evidence. We wasn't no science, no nothing. You know, wasn't even no ashes in the ashtray. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, they found it. You know what I'm saying? They go ahead and arrest us and shit. They arrested everybody in the fucking room, even though it wasn't even my room. We all go down. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, these niggas has already been drinking earlier. One of my homeboys, I mean, he damn near pissy drunk. And the other, you know what I'm saying, the dude room, he, you know what I'm saying, he ain't got all his wits about him, though. So, boom, they take us down to the little station, you know what I'm saying, question us and everything. Off top, you know, I plead the fifth. I ain't got nothing to say to y'all until we go to court. That was it. Boom, I'm first one up out of there. Pulled them into the room. Man, these niggas selling out on each other because I ain't had nothing to do with it. They can't say they passed nothing to me. They just telling on each other. Well, yeah, I passed it to somebody in the room. I don't know who it was. All I remember was passing the blunt to somebody in the room.
Damn.
I mean, my first homeboy, he lied on his damn statement. You know what I'm saying? He lied on his statement, and then after they came back and asked him again, he contradicted himself. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Is that my phone sounding like that?
No, that might be me because I'm washing, and washing clothes, drying clothes, and I'm on my floor.
You, girl. Damn, that shit loud as hell.
My bad.
Shit. Okay, well, check this out, because you ain't going to be interacting with me anyway. Just listen to the story.
I'm listening to you, baby.
No, I'm just saying, I'm going to put you on mute, because that's what kind of,
okay,
it's
fine.
Real loud. You know
that's
what I'm
fine.
Saying? I just don't want you to be mad, like, oh, he going to do me like that.
No problem.
You know, I got love for you, girl.
All right, baby. All right, baby.
All right, so I got on mute, you know what I'm saying? But that's my girl right there, Miss Shiro, man. She's the best sport, you know what I'm saying? Miss Black, be holding down. Thank y'all, ladies. So, boom, you know what I'm saying? We, they take him down to question. Now, my homeboy, he done contradicted himself, right? He done say he did one thing and then came back and did another question there and then lied. So, boom, they got two false statements. They got two false statements on him because they don't know which one is which. My other homeboy, he was from another unit anyways, you know what I'm saying? So he shared his story. He basically told on his, he told on himself. I told him, man, just shut your mouth. Just go on there and shut your mouth. No, they want to let the alcohol let them be truthful and shit. So they selling out on themselves. Boom, they couldn't do nothing though, right? So they released everybody that night. Slicky dick motherfuckers got, man, this was about, they kept us from 2 o'clock that afternoon to like 2 that morning. You know what I'm saying? Trying to question us and just basically harass us and shit. So, you know, boom, after they released us, you know what I'm saying? It's probably like 3 o'clock. We getting back to the barracks. 5:50 in the morning, they calling a damn mandatory battalion-wide formation. You know what I'm saying? That's where all the units got to get together. We all got to come and, you know what I'm saying? And we all get together. So, boom. What was it, Goofy Bone? Okay, yeah, I'm saying what's up to you. Now, y'all got to understand, too, I ain't in the chat rooms. Y'all might be speaking to me, and I don't be looking in the chat room. DJ Sundown, what's happening, homie? Thanks for coming through, listening to Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. That's what this is, Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. And, yeah, so, motherfucker, they took all the statements, so when they called a formation, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we did just burn the night before. You know what I'm saying? We had just burnt the night before. Man, look at here. They did a battalion. That's how they really got us. They couldn't single us out. So they did a battalion-wide piss test. Everybody had to piss. You know what I'm saying? So y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? Ping, ping, ping. Us two. You know what I'm saying? We pop up hot off top. You know what I'm saying? And my homeboy across in the other unit. You know what I'm saying? They called one for his unit, too. You know what I'm saying? Boom. He came. Only one out of everybody. Now, he pop up hot. So, after this, you know what I'm saying? That's when they was like, oh, well, it's a zero tolerance policy here in the Army, and we're going to kick you out. Mind you, they got a motherfucking E-7 sergeant that worked at headquarters, the top headquarters with the major. This motherfucker popped 3 times hot on the piss test. Wait, before I even got there, he had already popped hot 3 times on the piss test. They ain't never demote this motherfucker. The only reason they kept this bastard in because they taught him something. He had too much time in service, and they didn't want to jeopardize his retirement and shit. They didn't want him to lose all his time and benefits. I said, ain't this a man? So you know what I'm saying? It was all good though. A couple of days later, You know what I'm saying? As I'm getting, you know, they well, that happened, and it was a couple months that went by. So after they done got all the paperwork and stuff, you know what I'm saying, trying to kick a nigga out, come to find out that the same nigga that lied on the paperwork, you know what I'm saying, he played on the, he was good now. My homeboy was good. That's why I don't hate on nobody. I told him it's still a nigga in the White House. Shit. You know what I'm saying? So stay there, dog, and do what you do. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he stayed in, but he was on the current basketball team. He was like the superstar of the basketball team. So I put two and two together. I was like, okay, that's why they keeping you in. Me, on the other hand, I was one of them don't give a shit soldiers. Stay the fuck out of my way. I'm from the dirty south. I'll bust you in your cracker ass mouth if you come sideways to me. And that's how I carried my whole military career from getting off the bus at basic training up until that date. I ain't play. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to serve my country. I ain't here to serve you crackers now. I ain't even finna do it like that. I ain't fresh off the slave ship. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fresh off the stupidity boat. So either you're going to let me do what I do, and I'm going to do that, or, you know what I'm saying, you say screw that. And that's what I had to basically do, say screw that. And so before I got home, man, this is the other scandalous shit. 2 weeks before I was about to go home, motherfucking first sergeant called me into his office. He say, this is my last name. Oh, fuck, I ain't got to put my last name out there. He say, because I was a specialist, these crackers demoted me all the way down to a private. I mean, they tried to take everything but my manhood. I said, damn. Yeah, demoted me down, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. So I'm private walking around. Now, this time, I got my fucking hat on. I'm walking around. I went and bought me some more weed. I rolled that bitch up in a black and mild. You know what I'm saying? Mixed it up, and I'm walking around post hiding up it. I'm like, shit, I'm going home anyways. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Got to get my system ready. You know what I'm saying? Got to get my system ready, so I won't look like I ain't never smoked before when I go back home. You know what I'm saying? Man, fucking around. That first sergeant called me in the office. He say, now this is against military policy and everything, y'all. He say, you do know who made the anonymous call on you, right? I said, what you talking about? He's like, well, I'm just saying, you know who called and told that you guys were in the barracks smoking. I said, man, I guess you finna tell me. He was like, well, he was in your section, he was in your unit, and he's in your section. So I had, it's only like three people in my damn section. You know what I'm saying? One white dude, my NCO, and me, goddammit. So, I know I ain't tell on me. So, yeah, he's like, yeah, well, you know Specialist Canders. Yes, he's the one that made the anonymous call, and he's the one told on you. I said, look at this punk son of a bitch. So, the only thing I can get in my head was the only reason he telling me this is so I can go and find this motherfucking dude and beat the shit out of his ass. Because that's really what I was finna do. Soon I stepped out of his office, but then the smarts kicked in, and I was like, man, bitch, I'm going home anyway. You guys ain't finna keep me here for no 30 days for me fucking this dude up. And I'm still getting kicked out anyway. So I might put him in the hospital, but what that's going to do for me? You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to mess up my honorable discharge under general conditions. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't out for no dishonorable. I was still getting paid, too. You know what I'm saying? I was like, cracker, please. I went and found that motherfucker's motorcycle, though. He riding around post on the motorcycle. Man, I kicked that motherfucker over, pissed all over that son of a bitch. And that was my relief. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I had some trifling days, too. You know what I'm saying? You piss me off, I come piss on your whole house. Stand on top of it and let it make it rain. that's the ankle level I be getting at, man. Besides using some military weapons and taking your whole goddamn house out, which we've been taught that. That's why they be like, man, y'all military motherfuckers is crazy. Yeah, just don't cross me. I'm a gangster, just don't push me. So, yeah, that was my scandalous biatch story, you know what I'm saying? They tried to railroad a nigga twice, man, but twice as nice because I'm back on these streets. I got my own business, you know what I'm saying? I've been entrepreneur for like since 2002, 5 years, you know what I'm saying? Still doing what I do, traveling, and I'm about me, you know what I'm saying? So, on that note, thank y'all for hearing that little crazy story. We got two callers online. We got Miss Shy, representing MI Cricoletta. We got Iraq, Miss Black, you know what I'm saying? We got Sweet D Love. All y'all leave your area codes where y'all out so I can give y'all a shout out. We got Ann J in the building, DJ Sundown, Goofy Bone. I know he representing the 408 out there. And we got Miss Sweet D Love. Miss Sweet D Love. I'm wondering what that name means. Sweet D Love. You love some Sweet D girl. I put my dog Bowwinkle back on his phone, boy. Sweet Dick Bowwinkle, that's what he called himself. That's real. Hold on, let me get Shy. Let me get my callers back up and up on here real quick. 904, what it do? You got a caller, 904. You on the line, Blog Talk Radio. What's happening? I hear some clothes washing and shit. I hear some dishes and shit moving around.
I ain't hear no damn dishes.
No, I got somebody else queued up, so they must be washing dishes. 904, you done called into the show.
Man.
I said 904.
And you better put another handle on that. What's up, boy?
Man, you calling from 904. What handle am I supposed to be on? We ain't on no CB radio.
Nigga, ain't no CO4. 904, nigga, we ain't in the military no more, boy. What's up?
That's
boy?
Your area code, smart ass.
Nigga, smart. Nigga, quit the cussing, boy.
Oh, shit, this damn, this style of mine. Yeah, I got to tone it down. This ain't Sunday. My bad, homie. Hey, so I know you. Now, this brother right here, let me introduce y'all to the world. This is, well, he ain't got no rank no more either, so. This is civilian Stoudemire, brother Stoudemire on the phone. As I was getting kicked out, they was telling me to go around post and get letters of recommendation on why they should, you know, why I should be able to stay in and all this kind of bullshit. They told me this 3 days when I was about to already get kicked out anyway. So, but this brother right here was the only brother that wrote me up a recommendation, you know what I'm saying, you know, showing, and I still got it somewhere in my military files, you know what I'm saying. And he wrote a recommendation saying that, you know, Private blah, blah, blah was a good brother, you know what I'm saying, and he deserves to stay in, which them motherfuckers ain't give a damn about that shit anyway. Thank you, nigga. You know what I'm saying, for the extra paperwork you did. Shit. Because that didn't do nothing for me. But I know you remember that story, though.
Yeah, I remember that story, bro. I remember everything that everybody did to you, too, bro.
You feel me? So, yeah, it was wicked, man. Tell him it wasn't all me, man. Tell him it wasn't all me, brother.
Nah, it wasn't you, bro. I remember you come to think of it, bro. But I remember everybody who had tried to have the knives in you, man. And I remember the first sergeant that was trying to get you, too, bro.
The first sergeant, captain, goddamn Colonel Abramowitz. I just remembered your punk ass name.
Yeah, you right, too. I remember the nigga, too.
And that's see, let me tell y'all, so that's when you knew. Either you really like a person, love a person, or you really despise and hate that motherfucker. And believe you me, I only remember First Sergeant Hud Spiff. I went all the way back to my first unit. First Sergeant Shepard. Because I ain't like that. I ain't like none of y'all motherfucking cracklers. First Sergeant Shepard. Captain, what the captain name was?
Man, I forgot his name, but I remember his name. Because we had another, the other captain. Man,
Captain Shepard? Captain Shepard? Hell no.
No, that was the first Sergeant Shepard. He ain't like us.
No, I'm saying, but I'm talking to Boom Boom, right? I'm talking to her on the messenger. Oh, Hubbard, some shit like that. It was one of them.
That was the captain, Lubert.
Captain Lubert. Yeah, Captain Lubert. And it was First Sergeant Shepard, and it was Lubert. Lieutenant Colonel Abramowitz, AZ. Yes, all you punk motherfuckers, yes.
Yeah, I remember now since you said that. I remember that now because he was the one to try to get me out on the medical, but I had to went to the the boards on him and all that junk, and then when they seen that he couldn't get me out through that, and then he had to do another way around it, and then when I showed him the paperwork, he couldn't get me out, and then that they know through the medical record. Then the next thing you know, when I got sick again, I said, okay, Captain, now you can get me out. Because the rank talks, and then that was it. Yeah, you're right. I know who it was now since you put the names out. Yeah, I know who it is now because you brought back memory.
Man, I really don't be liking to do that, boy, because, shit, I had some good memories.
It wasn't that, but when you brought the name back, now I knew who it was because those captains didn't like us black people because we had the knowledge, and through the knowledge. But then when we went through the ranks and all that junk, they couldn't touch it because we knew the book.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let me send a shout out to the chat room. Big ups to in the sky that just came into the room. And all the chatters up in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to y'all. Welcome back, Miss Black. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, everything I'm saying on these shows, man, I tell the truth. I don't be sugarcoating nothing.
Nah,
it's uncut, uncensored. You know what I'm saying? Niggas went through a lot of bullshit dealing with this so-called United States Army, man. I can't speak for the rest of the you know what I'm saying, the forces out there. I can't speak for the other sides, but the Army, man, please, y'all white folks, when y'all get some kind of rank over a motherfucker, oh man, y'all lose y'all damn mind. I know I was at Fort Campbell, and when I went through air assault school, I was an E2. Yeah, I was an E2. I just got my little E2 rank. I'm going through air assault school. I had a PFC in infantry. Because, you know, infantry, they follow them ranks, though. E2 can make a E1, you know, get down, do push-ups, and all that old kind of crazy shit.
That's how they
was carrying it. Man, this cracker came up to me talking something, get down, do some push-ups. I said, man, I ain't in no infantry. I will beat your ass. I'm aviation. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? I will beat your ass, man. You got me fucked up. I'll let you in. Oh, well, go on. Girl, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I got Miss Black on the line. Hold on. Hey, hold on. Let me go ahead and cue everybody.
Hey, Shadamay.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Okay, she still sounds sexy than a
I'm
mother,
good.
But, ow.
Yes, you do. Hey, girl.
Man.
How you doing?
Goddamn finest woman in Iraq, boy. Goddamn finest woman in Iraq.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Still sounding good, girl.
Hey. Hey, share one of your scams. I know, because I know Boom Boom got a million of them working in her damn personnel office. I know you got a million motherfucking scandalous-ass bitch stories. There's a bunch of scandalous bitch-ass niggas up in there. Matter of fact, whatever happened to that E7? Because you remember when I first got there, this dude had already popped hot, I think, on one or two piss tests. And he worked up at Brigade. it was an E7. I think he was an E6 or he was an E7. And then at the time that I popped hot, that's when he was already on his third popped hot. You know, he had popped hot three times before I did it one time. And they told him, talking about, well, we going to keep him in because he got more time in service and we don't want to mess up his retirement benefit.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about. I heard you tell me the story. I'm like, I don't know.
I can't remember who that was, man, because, well, Canty, the one that told me about the dude. He ain't tell me what his name was. But he was like, man, yeah, it's a dude up in Brigade right now that done popped hot three times.
Yeah, I heard that story too, bro.
Hey, you know what I'm
saying? A lot of things we heard about that in Germany, man. There's a lot of people that got, you know, a lot of things that they done, but nobody ain't done nothing about it.
Got railroaded, you know. And then, you know, do you know after the Fahrenheit incident, they put me, I only had less than about 3 weeks left in the country anyway. You know, they put me on a 365-day alcohol, in a 365-day alcohol anonymous program. I said, damn. That's to tell y'all the ramifications how these Peckerwoods hated, you know what I'm saying, brothers up there, man. I ain't even talking. I'm straight up, man. They can't stand no brothers with intelligence. And that's what it was. We had intelligence, you know what I'm saying? We didn't go up there to be talking about being all hoo-ah and ready to go overseas and fight nobody wars. We came in for some education and some travel and some meet some new people, you know what I'm saying? Now, if we got to go and lay the law down, you know what I'm saying, I pop somebody's cap off. But that ain't what I went in there with my mindset on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in them crazy ass who are white boys and dumb ass niggas too, because y'all went up to be a SEAL and all that crazy shit, Rangers and all that. More power to you. Special Forces, more power to you. But with the mental mind strain that they put on you to get into any of those areas, It wasn't even worth it, you know what I'm saying? Because we went through hell just to get into the Army and survive. So I can imagine what y'all was doing on the other level when they telling you to just eat shit off the ground, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I know they was getting their rocks off of you. But it was, at the same time, just mentally mind-fucking you. Straight up.
Yeah.
That's some scandalous biatch shit. Some scandalous biatch Shit. Oh, Maven, go ahead, kick us. You ain't. I know you got something from Iraq. Some old. Yeah. Matter of fact, that's another story. Sergeant, see, yes, you are a bitch ass nigga. You can go ahead and relate that to him. You tell him. You make sure you tell him and they run this show back on the archive, because he just yes. Sergeant C of the EOD unit, Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit, serving in Iraq, who said that he was going to come get down on Freestyle Friday and kick a freestyle for the world. Yes, you get the middle finger, homie. You are now riding the middle finger boat. You getting it today on Scandalous Biatch Saturday. You are a part of the show today. Yes, you are featured as a Scandalous Biatch. You have to redeem yourself, homie, on my show. And you have to kick a freestyle on my show. I don't care. You have to just call during the week now. Just to redeem yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just for that one little incident. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, damn, that's fucked up, man. He done bust a nigga out all on the show. Yeah, damn right. I don't know that nigga. Shit, what he gonna do? Fly over here. He can't. You got another till November till you gonna see me, homie. Straight up. Yeah, I ain't looking for. I know who I'm looking forward to seeing though. What the hell, Miss Boom Boom? Ow. What the hell? I'm coming down with a bottle of cash cream, goddammit. Cash cream. Hold on, stop. You remember, because she done brought me back, boy. She took my head off with that one. You remember Lambrusco?
Nah, man.
You don't remember when we was hitting the Lambrusco? Oh, you wasn't even really on the drinking tip, though.
You don't drink.
Yeah. You wasn't the alky. You wasn't on the, in the alky.
He was like a little player back then.
Yeah.
No, I was always in the room. With
yes.
You weren't always in somebody else's room.
No, I was always in the room with the movies.
Yeah, making movies.
Round two, whenever you needed a movie, who you came to
get? That was true. Now, that nigga, I don't know if he was hitting up the PX. Hey, if he was hitting up the PX for movies, this is the original bootlegging before bootlegging was even thought about.
Moving
out,
Roundtree. My boy, some movies with you.
He was the blockbuster before blockbusters. He was a blockbuster for overseas. He was our overseas blockbuster.
Thank you. You probably got some movies with you now.
The only thing I got from the military, I'm going to be straight up with you. I only have nothing but an army jacket.
I say you got some of my movies that you took with you.
Well, they often in the stores that was lost. or they was in the luggage that I never made it from Germany. You know how them mother stole half of my stuff, man?
Uh-huh.
They stole half of my inventory before it got back to the States, and the other stuff was all busted up.
And maybe you know I took in your ideal. I had started my own business online, Nubian Princess Hair. I started your ideal. You heard of it, Maven?
Me?
Yeah, I did start your ideal. Remember you asked me to start an online business selling hair products?
Yeah.
You had given me the idea to start the online hair product. I had did started that. Selling ladies'
and
hair
what is
products?
It called?
I started that. Yeah, I had started that.
Wait, what's the website?
I started that, but I kind of stopped that for a moment. It was NubianPrincessHair.com. But I started back up. Probably give me about next year. About end of this year, I'm going to start it back up.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I'll be trying to tell these old silly cats down here. Why if you go every other corner, you got somebody that's doing hair?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got more hair salons.
I was selling the hair products online.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying, though. Even with that concept, you know what I'm saying? You should be, well, somebody down here should be like, you know what I'm saying? Well, damn, all these people on every other corner, but they don't know. And only people they go to is one Chinese person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who got the game just locked down. But if I can offer you the same prices online, I can kill their prices.
Thank you.
You feel me? If you open up an online hair salon, that all these hair salons, and you go in there and just drop your business card off to all the hair salons and be like, look, y'all ain't got to go to the Changs no more. No offense to the Chang Wangs, you know what I'm saying? No offense to y'all, because y'all was smart for coming down here and getting y'all hustle on. But as far as us as black people, we supposed to be keeping it in-house. That's all I'm saying. We supposed to be keeping that in-house. You know what I'm saying? When my homeboys opened up, they done had the building for over 2.5 years now. They've been paying rent on a building for over 2.5 years. It's got two sides to it. One side is supposed to be a hair care salon. Other side, my homeboy is supposed to be selling hair care products. Brilliant idea. But why, it's been 2.5 years later, and they ain't never opened up the door and sold one thing up out the place. I sit right across the street on an empty half-acre lot and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? And I make my money. But when I stepped to them, I was like, man, y'all need to just let me get off in the building. I'll bring my clientele. I'll pump the business up for you. Then when y'all ready to get off in, but you got to be a real nigga for that. I'm just a real nigga like that. You feel me? I said, man, I will get the business license, everything, pump this business up. In about 6 months, whenever y'all ready to come up in here, you know what I'm saying? You already have a business established, you know what I'm saying, that you can get down on. But they ain't peeping the concept, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I had you muted, girl. I thought you was actually on the line. But yeah, they set up there. Yeah.
Hey, that can be one topic for you 1 week, though, bro.
Yeah, man, entrepreneurship is here. All y'all claiming recession, but a lot of us, man, we are the cause of our own recession. You know what I'm saying?
Well, bro,
we are the cause.
For you 1 week, man. That's what.
Yeah.
For you 1 day.
Yeah, but then now talking to his brother last night. Now he said one smart thing. He said we all talking about recession, but when that first stimulus check went out, when Bush signed that first stimulus check, and all the Republicans signed it with no problem, with no direction, you know what I'm saying? They signed the bill. We was already in a recession.
Yeah.
We was in a recession then. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't publicized. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to put it out there like, our world is falling, and that's what I got to make people understand. Your world, if your world is not in a recession, and I mean your neighborhood, your surroundings, your county, I mean, unless you see the physical, you know what I'm saying, unless you could physically see it, tell me how you physically saw a recession in your area besides gas going up. Come on now, let me break it down to you, because the crack man, he didn't stop making his money. The powder man ain't stopped making his money, and the weed man showing up ain't stopped making his money, and Bluntstone went up, and they still killing everybody's pockets from selling that. So where's the recession at?
True.
The recession is with you.
Yeah.
It's you. You are your own recession. You know what I'm saying? Stop spending it if you really feel. See, that's why I ain't never screamed about no recession. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never cried about no recession. You know what I'm saying? Because the one thing about me is I've always had a hustling mentality that I can get on any corner and sell some pencils at $1 a piece. You know what I'm saying? I just got that mental mind state that if it really shit hit the fan, you know what I'm saying? That's where I would take it to, because I related all the way back to actually just selling candy. I go back to that, standing on the corner, selling dollar bags of candy and be like, what it do? You feel me? But that's by any means necessary. So now when Obama came back with his second stimulus plan and he actually had direction to it, you know what I'm saying? That's the problem that the Republicans and a couple of you so-called lying-ass Democrats, y'all really just Republicans. Y'all just on our side, on the other side, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But that's the big scandalous bitches that ran their mouth. They scandalous bitches, because this man got direction. This man done went to state telling every mayor, everybody who we gave the money to, if you better do to use this money correctly or it will be repercussions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He gave specific orders and instructions on how to use the money. Bush didn't do that. He ain't had no mind state to do nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't even count to 10. So, I mean, you feel me? That recession, we ain't in no recession, y'all. If you tell me you were in a recession, I'm going to tell you, take a step back and look in the mirror. You are your own recession.
Yeah, because you ain't doing nothing about it.
You are your own recession. You watching the recession on TV instead of being out on your grind.
Yeah, I look better yet doing something about it.
Yeah, and doing something about it. You know what I'm saying? That's straight up, man. I know in my neighborhood, the hood been ran down. You know what I'm saying? Where is Smell So Good? Smell Good. I'm in Florida, homie. I'm representing T-Town, Tampa Bay, Florida. That's me. 813 always on the map. Trey 4. You already know. That's me all the way. So throw your area codes up in there. I seen you shout out DJ Sundown in the sky. Everybody else in the room, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Send your area code. Stout, you 904, nigga. I already see your area code. Stout, what? 904, stop using codes. That's your area code. What, you want to put your phone number out, though?
I'm in Walmart,
boy.
I'm in Walmart walking around talking to you,
boy. This fool said he in Walmart. Heck nah. 408. In the sky, you up there with Goofy Bone.
What now? What you say, boo? What
you
say, nigga?
Now, you know, when I first told you about that, it was like the target market at the time was Germany because, you know, we just didn't have any stores over there that really catered to us. But Germany is now downsizing the army. It's closing a lot of posts over there. The target market now is Iraq and Afghanistan. So if you can get that website up, I'm telling you, a lot of sisters come over here and we want to wear wigs and we want to have our hair braids because it's dirty over here. You know what I mean? And that's the best way to protect our hair. So I think that there's a lot of money to be made and a lot of soldiers sit around saving money and want to spend it. And on the internet all the time trying to find something to buy, anything to buy.
Well, I'm going to be sending these lollipops over there in a second. Tell them to spend on that.
You talking to me. I'm like, put my sack back up and start doing what I need to do because, hey, like you asked me what I'm doing, I'm going to college and, you know, being a veteran, shoot. Hey, my mom asked me, why do I need to work? Because by me being a GI Bill and by me being an 80% veteran, man, I sit home, and by me sitting home, I'm bored.
What you mean 80% veteran?
Man, I'm 80% veteran, bro.
I mean, what does that mean, though?
And I'm almost 100%, bro.
Disability. Yeah. Oh, now is that because of your disability?
Yeah, bro, I'm 80%, bro.
Hmm.
I'm 80%, bro, so I get paid once a month.
Yeah, but you can go
month.
Over there and try to get something started, too, Bree.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm bringing the lollipops over there. Shit. I ain't know what time it is with me.
So, round three, I'm 80%, so I get paid that first. And then plus by me being a GI Bill, I get paid twice a month.
Yeah, but see, now, this is how they screwed me, though. Big up 876, you know what I'm saying, Jamaica in the building. That's why I added Miss Ann J as a friend. She represents Jamaica, so I will be trying to, you know what I'm saying, send you some music, girl. I send my music to everybody else outside of Florida. And these silly niggas be talking to me, why you do that? Because if I can get my shit hot over in Jamaica, and I can get my shit hot in Iraq, New Zealand, and all the other places, you silly motherfuckers here, y'all gonna have to go ahead and jump on board.
Oh, yeah, round two, I got another information, man. I got someone else finna be putting you on the radio down here, bro, in Florida, bro.
Oh, yeah?
I got another connection for you, man. I got to give them your email address for your radio station, bro.
Yeah, man, this is going big, gonna be bigger than the mayor, nigga.
I got you, bro.
It's gonna be bigger than the mayor. Big ups to Jamaica out there, you know what I'm saying? Cool Runnings. Big ups to the Jamaica bobsled team, you know what I'm saying? Cool Runnings. I like that movie.
And Maven, you got to send some new update pictures too, girl.
Yeah, she tripping, man.
Okay, what?
You got to send a new update picture, too, girl. But I don't remember the last picture of you.
Send an update picture?
What's
yeah,
shot?
I don't remember the last picture of you.
Wait a minute, where's Shy at? Did Shy hang up? Wait a minute,
yeah, maybe.
Oh, she in the chat room.
I vaguely remember you.
You vaguely remember me. That's good.
Yeah, I vaguely remember you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Ooh.
Girl, you don't need
okay.
no man, girl.
Yeah,
man gonna come to you when you get one.
I'm gonna get back on my website. I'm gonna get that back up, and I'm gonna be.
Hey, let me know what you need on that. You know what I'm saying? Cause, hell, Stout, I need to kind of meet up with you in person, man, to drop some real business ideas on you, man.
Oh, bro, guess what? I gotta come down and get a new Easter suit.
I gotta
get clean, boy. Gotta get clean.
Come on, bro. I got to get clean, man. And then I got to go come down there in May, man.
When is Easter?
Easter is April the 8th. And then I got to come down there and take my son to go see Wolverine, man.
Oh, shit. 420, don't forget April 20th, all my potheads out there is going down. April 20th, I will be throwing an official 420 blunt ball. So, free food, free herb. Well, I don't know about the free herb, but I'm pretty sure it'll be enough in the air. And we will have free blunts, $1 drinks. They just get in free.
Pepsi.
Yeah, we got Pepsi, as long as you're going to miss it or something.
No,
you know I'm playing with you. I'll be having something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have energy drink people off in the building. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm be contacting Loud Energy Drink, see if they gonna, you know what I'm saying, come through and drop off a couple of sample sponsors and all that. You know what I'm saying? And cause my last time when I did it in 2006, oh man, it was so off the chain, boy. I had two people. Almost, well, I had one person fall out the chair. That was my uncle. That nigga that was so high, that nigga fell off the bar stool. Yeah. So it was going down, boy. I mean, he was on the ground looking like the Wicked Witch of the West. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't seen nothing but some legs. That's all you seen was his feet just like straight up in the air. I look around the corner. He laughing. He on the ground laughing hard as he can, boy. Everybody laughing because he on the ground. We like, what? This nigga, because I blew him a shotgun. You know what I'm saying? I hit him up with a nice shotgun. Man, look at him. Man, I guess he couldn't take the power of the piff. The power of the piff. Straight up. Y'all got to look out for that. Hey, I need some scandalous stories, man. This still scandalous be out Saturdays. I need some scandalous stories talked about, man. What scandalous story is
that? The only one I remember, man, is that Sergeant Hernandez from the Como, man, when he was trying to say that I don't need to be in the barracks. And then the only thing I remember is that he the one that ended up got caught in the scandalous story when he got busted. And then I think that he got dropped the rank when he was messing with Sergeant Jackson out of, I think, Pike.
Yeah, Sergeant Jackson, that was a light-skinned chick, right?
Yeah,
or kind of brown skin.
You remember Sergeant Jackson?
Yeah,
the one that had
the
short hair?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then he got busted messing with the other woman when they came back from Bosnia. Yeah, came to pick
Damn.
Up my mother medicine. Stoudemire. Yeah, he got busted. He was with Bosnia. He went to Bosnia because he was messing with me, telling me about my wife and junk, and then turned back around and he got busted. And that was so funny to me. Yeah, he was trying to get me, and then he turned around and got busted. And I was so funny to me because I messed around and came to the barracks and seen him in the barracks. I'm like, well, what you doing in the barracks? And he couldn't tell me, but then I finally realized, I'm like, oh, you in the barracks, and you got busted from your own wife. By his wife. I mean, you got busted by his wife. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Yeah, that was funny to me.
Man, that is some crazy shit. I want to find out what happened to Candace ass, though. I do want to find out. I can do a ride piss by and piss on his house wherever he at right now.
Nah, you don't want to do that, man. You
let
it go, man.
Punk ass. I ain't letting shit go. Lord say forgive and forget. I don't know what that means when it comes to his punk ass.
Let him go, man.
You punk cracker. I want to punch him in his eye. I ain't get a chance to punch him in his eye before I left. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was. Stool pigeon, man. All you snitches out there, you scandalous ass biatches out there snitching. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that you would use the true definition of that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't you know that those who are the supervision for the first sergeant or anybody else, they always get theirs at the end?
They always, man. And and everybody who's currently serving in United States Armed Forces or thinking about going in, yes, you do have snitches in your barrack living conditions that be telling on you, and they are undercover, whatever. I guess he couldn't make it to be an MP, so he wanted to be a barracks MP, just telling on niggas and shit.
Yeah, because they always turn back around and get theirs at the end.
Yeah, that cat there, boy, yeah, I mean, I was going to do a straight L.A. ride, drive-by on him, boy. I just didn't have the car or the weapons.
And it was a good thing that you didn't do that on either.
Yeah, because at the time, but I'm telling you, after first sergeant told me, I told you that, though. First sergeant one told me who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he called me in his office and told me that he was the one, I said, look at you, you slimy-ass cracker, for breaking Army regulations and even telling me that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because you was already wrong. You should have been reprimanded for even telling me that.
Yeah, he wanted you to do something so you can go and be in up to jail.
Yeah, what that was up? What else that? Ramstein?
No, not Ramstein. It was up there in that prison. Somewhere near Ramstein. It wasn't Ramstein. It wasn't
Bay
America.
Oh, I know it was up there. I wasn't trying to experience.
Because if you'd have been there, then you'd have been messing up on your discharge, bro.
Yeah. Let me tell you how they got me on the discharge, right? This is how scandalous the VA was. I went to VA and go sign up for my education and shit. They were like, oh, yeah, you're approved for your GI Bill. I get a two-week. About a month later, I get a letter in the mail. Oh, unfortunately, you don't qualify for your GI Bill because of your conduct code when you was released out the military.
Did you fight?
You know, these motherfuckers gave me a four, dog. They gave me the highest damn worst conduct code. Like, I murdered a bitch, but didn't murder a bitch.
But did you fight it?
I didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? It's on my DD-214. It's, if you look at the bottom of your DD-214, it's a special little, it's 1 through 4. Whatever that conduct code, that's telling, you know what I'm saying, that's really, that's the, you know what I'm saying, that really is what affects you when you know what I'm saying, that's what they look at. When you get out. That's the first thing. I ain't know. I didn't even know until I went to the VA, and it was like, well, yeah, where your DD-214 at? She showed me, she was like, whoa, baby, you see that code right there? What did you do? I said, I ain't do nothing. I said, I got kicked out for because a dude snitched and said we was in there smoking, and I popped hot on a piss tail. I said, but I personally didn't do nothing for me to get kicked out. You know what I'm saying? He was like, well, I got you on mute. God, I ain't got you on mute. No, I ain't got you on mute. You can talk. Oh, I got Shy on mute. My bad. Yeah, Shy, I had you on mute. I ain't see you call in, girl. I ain't see you call in, girl. Not bad.
You can fight that. You know, you can fight that.
Well, see, now I sent off. I got an open case and all that right now. You know what I'm saying? Really, I'm trying to go the back way, though. I'm trying to go like the medical way. You know what I'm saying? Because I still had the hold of my ear. You know, I was deaf when I went in there. You know what I'm saying?
No. Hold on. Let me tell you something now. You know you don't listen to ears, right? All right.
Okay.
You don't listen to ears. I'm gonna give you 2 and 2. Listen to ears, what you had before you went in, you don't speak. It's me and you talking. All right? I'm telling you over here. What you say before, never say. Cool. What you say, never say. What you did in, that's what you say. So what you had when you went in, like you went to infantry, that's
right.
What happened.
Right.
All right?
Well, no. But see, No.
Listen. When you went in the Army, that's what happened with your ears, okay?
Right.
That's what happened with your ears, okay?
Right.
Judgment. That's what you put on when you fight your files. That's what happened when you went in the ears.
Right.
So
right.
That's what happened when you went in and when you had an infantry, you hurt your eardrum when you went in the infantry.
Aviation, nigga. Don't curse me, man.
No. So that's what happened when you went in aviation. Your eardrum was hurting.
Well, no, I was already. It was, listen, I went, when I signed a waiver to get in, they made me sign a waiver to get in with the ear problem. Yeah, you feel me? But, I mean, I still, even though that, even because of that, they put me in an aviation unit, so I was around aircraft, so I still, you know what I'm saying, that affected my hearing.
Okay.
And that's what I'm telling them, you know what I'm saying? Still, I don't care if I came in with whatever, flat feet. If you still let me come in and I hurt my feet. You know what I'm saying? That's on y'all. So, yeah, I got an open case on that. And all I'm waiting on is my little hearing aid. And that's when I'll actually get my little benefits and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because
now, you know that once you get that, you know you can continue on going in, and that can help your percentage go up.
Oh, as long as you keep.
We need to talk on this on our local landline.
Yeah. I'm gonna definitely.
Man, you talk on that one.
I'm telling you, I need to get right, but that code 4, that screwed me up for my GI Bill.
No, it didn't.
Well, that's what they telling me, you feel me? And it's like, man, I wanted to use my education benefits and can't, hold on, Shy. Shy, is you there?
Yes, babe, I'm here.
Oh, I unmuted you. I don't know why it clicked back on, and then tried shouting Rob, school, and tried schooling Rob also. Maybe you there?
Man,
you kicked off Maven. No, she deaf. She said she can't. She said she can't. It ain't saying nothing though when she talking. She hit me up in the on the instant messenger. I can hear you. No, we can't. No, we can't hear you though. And you ain't muted. Let me mute you and I unmute you. But you ain't muted. Hold on.
Man, you got to talk, because like I told you, I'm coming down in April, the first week in April, to get my son, you know, ready for Easter and all that stuff. And then I'm coming back down there in May to spend some time with him to take him to see the movie, okay? I mean, you got to hook up while I'm down there for a while, okay?
Yeah, man, because
I
got to
talk with you about the VA. All right?
Man.
I know some things about the VA, brother, help you get yourself right.
Yeah.
You just got to be right with that.
Yeah.
I can hook you up with that one now.
Hey, Shy.
Yes.
Cause you spit it earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think everybody got a chance to hear it. We need
okay.
to hear that scandalous bitch poem. We got a special poem, y'all, by Miss Shy Romance that's dedicated to each and every Saturday right here live, Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. And if y'all notice, that name has not changed since the last Saturday. This is a standard name. During the week, I make up a new show name every week, except for the Saturday show. This is a dedicated show, believe you me. So every Saturday, that's what the topic is about, each and every Saturday. Scandalous Be Out Saturdays. So if something happened during the week, this is Saturday is your day to let it all hang out. Don't be going to a therapist paying no $125 to say the same stuff that you can be saying it right here. And we all listening. He ain't even listening to you. So, Stout, this is one for you, Omen, so you know where we been at, you know what I'm saying, on this poetry tip, man. We be in the room keeping it real, and that was a request coming all the way from Iraq, you know what I'm saying, Miss Lieutenant Mayburn.
All right. Well, the name of this is called These Bitches. These bitches are really the type of bitches you don't want to fuck with. See, maybe you could deal with a bitch if it was room for improvement and growth, but the ones with no high school education, GED, job course, job, or either on-the-job training, hell, that's just no hope. Only thinking about drinking and popping pills and doing coke. Yeah, I indeed engage in my green, but that's still a want and not a motherfucking need, because my first obligation belongs to my folder of C's. But that stupid bitch just stuck on stupid for no apparent reason. Got her hair done, manicure, pedicure, coochie down, and love men teasing and pleasing. Riding in her new Ford Focus, sitting on some 22-inch rims with the sound just a beating. But kids hungry as hell because that bitch didn't feed them. She got 7 babies with 6 baby daddies, 5 maybe pappies, 4 step daddies, 3 unrelated uncles that only visit mommy at night, and none of the kids confused, scratching their heads, saying, damn, something ain't right. And now this foolish hood bitch be initiating kids fighting, laughing at the profanity swinging loosely from the toddler's mouth, and then be saying, oh, guess what, Pookie? You heard what Pookie said? He said he was going to bust that motherfucker in the head. Yeah, Pookie don't play. That's my 2-year-old son. You best get out his way. But check this. The next day at the grocery store, the same stuff slips out, but now it ain't funny no more, and you want to bust Pookie in his mouth. You bitch. Then you got the bougie bitch, the used-to-be street hood gutter bitch that moved to the city. Now she's the other bitch. Oh, got her own shit, claiming independent, but still slobbing on the dick. Only difference is it's in her new house instead of her low-income apartment. But, oh, how easily we tend to forget. But not Miss Shy Romance, because shit, you still the gutter bitch. And for real women, right about now, you probably be inhaling and laughing, saying, damn, she hit, damn, on the head, she didn't hit it. But bitches are telling and trying their best to forget it. But word to the wise, guys. Keep bitches out your life. Because you can't turn no bitch to no fucking housewife. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. You keep it real right here on Blog Talk Radio. DJ smells so good. Y'all already know how we do. That Shy Romance. She's looking for a man, though, y'all. I mean, Shy, let me tell you something, though.
That's all right.
The only reason I say, and I ain't mean to say you don't need no man. I meant to say you don't need to go looking for a man.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime you go looking for love, you ain't going to find it.
I ain't looking for love. Now, I said my mom thinks I'm gay right about now. Because I don't have a man.
A man.
You know, she, hey, what you, Tam, baby, please. I know that, you know, you say that you scrape, but all these men be trying to get at you, and you don't have your ass up on them. You know, I mean, you want a woman on it. I'm like, mama, gone with that. Gone. You know, so she got that. And no, I'm not interested in women, but I just been, you know, had a lot of bad experience.
Oh.
Right now, it's just me and my boys.
Yeah, that was always my experience. When you go looking for what you want, you know, us as human beings always know what we want. You know what I'm saying? So when we go looking for it, we go looking for it with one thought. You know what I'm saying? And not everything that might be good for us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I done turned a lot of brothers on to looking at your page and stuff. But a lot of brothers is running, looking at the exterior. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And ain't thinking about the interior. And you keep saying that you got four boys. You keep saying that you got four boys. But they can't see past the gray pants or the red top. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, just don't go looking for love. Love going just hit you across the head. It's going to hit you across the head like damn, where that came from? And then that's when you know you're in love. When it hits you at the most unexpected time and you fall into it. You know what I'm saying? You don't fall into it. It falls into you.
I feel you. But, again, I'm not looking for...
I'm not looking for no love, but like I said,
two incomes would be nice, but oh. I'm not looking for no love, you know, I'm not walking out my house, I hope today I find one, or lie, when I walk out this house, it'd be about making money and being on money for me and my babies.
Yeah, true that. Miss Black asked, how did the audition go?
I didn't hear you.
The audition up in Cali.
Up in Cali? With the, Like I said, I don't go up there till like on the first week in April. I just had to get all my paperwork and everything, you know, situated.
Okay. That's the first week. First week, y'all. Tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, what's the status with you, the good news, you know what I'm saying?
Well, talent scouts or whatever who had contacted me. I had filled out something with like Expo Talent. And they contacted me and said, you know, some people was looking at my page and my site and at my profile that I submitted and that they was kind of interested and wanted to know if I was still interested in putting them on my team, you know. So they contacted me and everything, and I got to go to Jackson like the first week in April to see what's going on with that. And I'm also going to be on a fashion show on the 19th in April, so that's what's up.
All right, that's what's up. I'm going to tell you, first time I seen them pictures, boy, I was like,
arr, your booty shivers me timbers.
You still fucking with him, ain't it? Yes,
I'm still trying to get it right. Yeah, man. Straight up. Stout, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I done stole all of the audibles off of the instant messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I done recorded. I went and recorded. And I got like 60 of them right now. You know what I'm saying?
I seen the page, man. I seen it when you said sound. Like, I remember seeing it on your page, man.
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, you on the MySpace page too now.
Yeah, I seen it on MySpace because I was trying.
Yeah. You on my MySpace, Shy.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
I uploaded some pictures now. All my friends. So don't be surprised, y'all. If y'all go to myspace.com/ SmellyBTR, that's SmellyBTR. And if you look down, I done started a little slideshow of all my Blog Talk Radio friends. So if you're a friend, I mean, you done saved yourself as a friend, added yourself only as a friend. I ain't talking about, you know, well, or a faithful listener. Friend or faithful listener, if you sign up to Blog Talk Radio, put it that way, and you actually have a name on Blog Talk Radio that's not guest, you know what I'm saying, and you have some kind of image, you have some kind of image that's connected to that. So that's the image that I saved, and I actually, you know what I'm saying, put your name and your information on the MySpace, you know what I'm saying? So I had to go back because of the picture that they had for you, Shy, was real blurred.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple of people, like the pictures, you know what I'm saying? They came out real blurred, so I went to everybody's actual site, if y'all had a MySpace or something, and chose my best picture, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where everybody's sending gray pants at. I ain't even got to send them. Well, I'm still sending them there to get some clicks, goddammit. We need to get paid off of these clicks.
I didn't click on the poo, but I remember seeing her name, Shy. I remember seeing her name.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it pops up though. If you when the little thing go by, it'll say Shy Romance. Your name pop up, and it's got, you know what I'm saying, your picture. So,
okay.
You know, representing, showing everybody. You know what I'm saying? I got love for everybody that got love for me.
Got love for you.
You know what I'm
so
saying?
Good.
Yeah, man. That's how I do. I do appreciate it. I appreciate everybody calling and actually telling the person that. Cause we do that. We fall short of that, man. You know what I'm saying? Ma, I love you.
Oh, right. That's so sweet.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying, we tend to fall short of that, you know what I'm saying? Right now, all y'all, if y'all got somebody around you, you know what I'm saying, I love everybody in this room, everybody on the phone, but if you got your kids, you know what I'm saying, or your significant other, is anybody around
Hello?
You, never, oh, there you go, she back, Ms. Black, you
okay.
Back, girl, damn, what happened? One of them sandstorms hit you?
We love you, too.
She got hit by a sandstorm.
Hey, Tree, one of them done scorpion bit the girl line.
What happened? A camel stepped on the cord? Oh, man. Hey, no. Sorry for the desert joke. That was kind of dry. Hey, y'all heard mom, you know what I'm saying? Giving love back, you know what I'm saying? Got to do that,
always,
man.
Always give love to mom.
And I'm going to tell y'all the reason I say that, though, because, man, when me and Maven went on this mission to start looking up everybody, man, it's been 10 years since we even talked to each other, man.
This is true.
It's been 10 years since we talked to each other. I mean, by anything, no communication, period. I ain't talked to nobody except for Maven since I've been out in the military.
And
Canty. And Canty. He the only two people who I done had contact with. So, yeah, man, every time I got off the phone with everybody, I love you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the manly shit to say. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, you a bitch if you say it in that kind of way. A lot of people be, you know what I'm saying, saying and don't really be meaning it. That's why you sound like a bitch when you say it. If you say it from your heart, you know what I'm saying, a person going, that should come across just like that. You know what I'm saying? Not that a person, yeah, man, not that saying in no fruity way and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, that nigga talking about he love me, man. That nigga gay and shit. Hey, y'all weak-ass-minded mother bitch-ass niggas down here, you know what I'm saying, with that mentality, wherever you may be. Shit. I ain't no kind of deal that can't tell a man you love him.
I got nothing but love for you.
No, man. Like, you can't tell a man, please. That's all good, man. Love all y'all, you know what I'm saying? Much love. Appreciate y'all. Everything y'all do, man, taking y'all time out your day to come through and swing by and hang out at the show. You know what I'm saying? I know Iraq ain't got shit else to do, so.
Yes, I do.
What you do up there? What you do there?
I work hard.
Styles of make sandcastles.
They
make sand. Hey, they making Humvee sandcastles and shit. Oh, look at this sandcastle! It look like a boot. Look at that! Is a boot with some sand covered over it.
It look like McDonald's.
Oh man! They're making Golden Arch, and they're making all the restaurants they wish they can be at in the sand and shit. Like, man, that's the Wendy's girl. He done made the Wendy's girls.
I know. I was talking to my son one day. I was like, "What you doing?" He's like, "Eating McDonald's." I was like, "Ooh, what'd you have?"
You know what I'm saying? Like, you about to talk dirty to him, boy.
No,
like,
actually, we hung up, and I thought about it after I hung up, and I called him back, and I was like, "So, what did you have at McDonald's?"
Now, when we was in the field for 30 days, who?
Man,
you come out the field for 30 days, you ain't trying to run in no child hall.
No.
We ran straight off post, McDonald's, Burger King. Oh, and Burger King, really, that was Germany. It wasn't nothing but Burger King. So the first thing we ran to was hitting up that Burger King. Straight up. Now, the funny Now look, the funny thing when I call myself being cool, when I the first time I went to Germany, right, was in the first time I went to McDonald's was in Heidelberg. You know what I'm saying? When I went down there to see Tyler. I drove down there and I was like, I went to go get some breakfast. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, I'm finna go get us some breakfast, okay? So I'm ordering breakfast for two adults and two kids. All right, so I go up, I say it's Haben, Zwei. I ain't know how to say number and shit, so I was like, Zwei number sex, which was six. Wait a minute, sex even. Yeah, sex. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted two. I thought I was ordering two number sixes. Man, please. Your mother done brought me back. I promise, though, I spent $25 at damn McDonald's on breakfast. Cause I'm the type of brother, I don't do no, if whatever you give me, I don't send nothing back. I don't believe in all that shit back, cause that's how y'all be getting your food spit all in and pissed on. However you gave it to me, even if it was the wrong order, thank you for cooking it. Hey, I take
that's
it.
The same thing.
Yeah, so what they did was they gave me two orders of every order.
Dang, boy.
Yeah, so I ended up with everybody had two meals apiece. You know what I'm saying? Grand Slam breakfasts or whatever they had, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that came up 20, well, it was 25 marks, my bad. It was 25 marks, so at that time, what the mark rate was, it wasn't even no $2. That shit was still like a dollar, what, $1.50? Mark rate was still kind of sucking back then. It wasn't no $2 or nothing like that. Like Canty used to talk about, yeah, man, it used to be $2, $2.50. We wasn't.
Good with me.
You won?
Cola was good. I had a good kick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, cola was good to me.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying the march, spending on the economy, you know what I'm saying? The you know what I'm saying? And then I did that one time where I left Post without no coupons. Oh, Lord. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all ever just, you know what I'm saying, military, non-military, even if you're non-military, I'm smart enough to know to go to get on Post, find me a soldier, and buy some gas coupons.
Yeah.
You do not want to drive on the German economy straight up. I went and just unfortunately pulled up to the gas station, was filling my pockets, and didn't have no, only had cash, ding, 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 American cash on me. Man, please. I went to call myself filling up $70 later. Yeah, $70 later. And we ain't talking about the gas jacked up like now, you know what I'm saying? Gas was cheap back then still. But the German economy is just totally different from my mark rate. So you talking about, you know what I'm saying, you paying double, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it would have been $35 American to fill up. It was $70 American cash to fill up because I didn't have no marks or nothing on me. I ain't had no coupon, no German money. I had to pay in cash, in American cash. Man, ooh, talking about somebody pissed off. Oh man, I was broke pocketed from that. I was kind of broke pocketed after that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was a little broke pocketed after that. But you know, it's all good, man. It's all good. Hey, you know, I do play music on this show, y'all. I almost forgot. We've been sharing these scandalous biatches stories and stuff. So I got to get into one of my songs. I do promote the hottest female rap artist in the South, Miss Janu. You know, heard it out of my mouth. Until y'all see it on, well, it ain't going to be BET, because BET is no longer Black Entertainment Television.
That one the hell ain't.
I don't know. If any of y'all was faithful listeners, y'all need to be faithful and watchers of the Boondocks episode. And if y'all ain't caught the Boondocks, y'all need to catch the Boondocks and let all your kids watch the Boondocks. That was a true representation of a lot of crap that's been popping off. And matter of fact, I'm going to have to upload a couple of episodes to my MySpace page. So y'all can just click there and watch them, man. Because that, man, YouTube, matter of fact, YouTube, the Boondocks. And y'all watch some of them episodes. And we're going to have to discuss that on one of these shows. You know what I'm saying? Some Boondock episodes. Because, man, that brother there, I commend him, you know what I'm saying, for having the courage to put that parody together. But put it into a way that it's just so true to our lives. And that we can all sit back and relate. And you know what I'm saying? And it's not in a disrespectful way like that Beavis and Butthead shit where they just cursing all out and You know what I'm saying? Or it ain't no it ain't with the Cartmans and all that when they be cursing South Park. It ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's on a total level. They might say bitch and they might say ho, but it's in a way that we gonna be able to relate to it.
Yeah, cause it is that.
Yeah, he do get off the chain now. I ain't saying that the language is just totally clean. But
that little, what was it, the Santa Claus episode or whatever?
Oh, man. No, man. The episode that was most funniest and I laughed so hard was with the pimp. when he had Cat Williams on that, like the pimp,
yeah,
and old girl,
yeah.
That same, I promise you, the next day, I witnessed that same exact scenario happen in my hood.
Damn.
This chick, oh man, the scenario was, he was like, you know what I'm saying, you can always tell if a chick tricking, because when a pimp come around and he leaves, she leaves. Mm-hmm. I don't care where she at, what John she with. You know what I'm saying? So it so happened Pop done befriended her, and he done got happy with her, and he done moved, tried to turn the hoe into a housewife. Mm-hmm. So he done moved up in the house with him and the kids, you know what I'm saying? She and that done totally flipped the house upside down, you know what I'm saying? So the pimp found out where she was at, you know, Cat Williams found was, yeah, he come to get her and shit, you know what I'm saying? He was like, you got 4 minutes to get out of that house, or I'm pulling off, and you going to be running all the way back to the city. That 30-second countdown, my dog backed that Cadillac out. You see him scourging down the road. You see her in some high heel. Wait, daddy, wait. running. She ran, I mean, it showed scene for scene. He steady, I mean, about 3, 4, 5 blocks later, she's still running after the car. So I was saying, wait, daddy, wait, pimp. You know what I'm saying? So this chick that stay like 2 doors down for where I be getting my little grind on that. I'm out there, you know, we all out on the block, we hanging out, you know what I'm saying? Everybody up there hanging out. We turn around, we see this car. I mean, your boy backing up, he hauling ass too. Woo, backing up fast as he could, like he trying to run from the police. Man, I'd be dang if I ain't see the girl running in some high heels, running after the car. And that's the first thought that, I mean, we bust out laughing because we all were just talking about the episode. And she running down the street crying, wait, baby, wait. No, he's steady peeling off on her. I mean, man, that was just hilarious, boy. That was true representation of that. Yeah, it was true representation of that. So, 2 minutes left to the show. Scandalous be out Saturdays. My brother Stylemyer done called all the way from Jayville, you know what I'm saying, representing Jacksonville to the fullest. Got 2 minutes. So I'm the outro song is going to be, you know what I'm saying, my artist. That's why I'm getting all this out the way now. I'm in the chat room. You sound so sweet. Is that supposed to be in a good way? You don't never tell a man he sounds sweet, girl. You don't never tell a man he sounds sweet. Hey, ladies, let me just tell y'all one thing. I might have just clicked on the wrong at the wrong time in the chat room. But you don't tell a brother he sounds sweet. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
brother. Oh, man. But, hey, I love everybody, man. Thank y'all. DJ Sun. What is it? Sundown, Sweet D Love, Miss Black, Shy Romance, and Jay Stoudemire, all my people that I served in the armed forces with, and you know what I'm saying, they kept it real with me. I have to say it like that because the other rest of y'all can get the middle finger and a big toe. I can kiss that. Straight up. And see y'all, man, if y'all want to hang out, I might be on the show tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? So. Y'all come through and hang out, and I am 3 o'clock. Y'all come and join me right here, Blog Talk Radio. We're gonna do a special Heaven Sent show. I'm gonna have my dog Lane on the show. We're gonna try to call Rob up, you know what I'm saying? Since he's trying to become a minister, we're gonna have Brother Stoudemire back on the show, and we're just gonna have a good time. I got some poems I can kick too. That's
okay,
that's in relation to, you know what I'm saying, Heaven Sent. Because you know I read the I am an angel sent from above, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, so I got some more stuff like that. It's going down. Much love to everybody. Make sure y'all have a safe day. Don't do nothing that you don't think I would do.
Whatever.
Let's do that, man. Hey. That's real. Stop, man. I'm going to holler at you later, homie, man. Thank you, dog. I'm going to be hitting you up on the phone, too, man. Yeah, because, you know, this is after hours. Hold on. Let me cut the music off. Hold on. Yeah, we can talk now, shit. Oh, no, we can't even talk. I'm stopping the music, but we can't even talk because this conversation still and is being recorded.
Yes.
Yeah, so
can't be,
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that, man, because we're going to have to talk, and I definitely need some help with that VA situation, boy, because, man, they act like, you know what I'm saying, brother, they didn't join to give his life. I joined to give my life, damn it. I need all mines now that I'm home.
So, like I said, you just call me on the landline, okay?
All right. Miss Black, Maven. Is she still there? She hang up?
I don't know. Maybe.
Huh. I think she hung up there. Yeah, she hung up. Oh, she in the chat room. See, if you was online, you could see everybody that be in my chat room, man.
You talking with me?
Oh, you is there. Oh, okay. I thought you had peeled off and shit. You still on here?
No, I'm still here.
Still here. You the best. You the best.
Maybe you got a kid?
This man, hey. She got a grown-ass what football that? Player.
No, she don't. Man, how old your son?
You don't remember I had a son? 15.
15? I was going to say 15. Shit, 15, 16?
No, I ain't know she had a son.
Yeah,
I remember me and Fuzzy's son was the same age.
Who's Fuzzy?
So her son about 15, 16.
Sergeant Fletcher?
No, Fuzzy.
No,
Fuzzy. Nine.
Fuzzy. Oh, yeah, Fuzzy. What's up with her?
I don't know. I haven't found her.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I need you to find Sergeant Askew.
Askew? Yeah, I never saw her. Sorry. Hey, sorry, my boy.
So I'll ask you, that was my nigga, man. That was my nigga. And he was one of them old hoo-all types, but he was still from the hood. You know what I'm saying? That nigga there, boy. He was the truth. He was the truth.
Maybe. You know about you know about Coleman? She used to work in Pike with y'all, wasn't it? You in English?
Coleman. Yeah, I remember the name.
Oh.
Yeah, he's trying to find
it. You talking about that older chick?
Yeah, the one that came from the gate, didn't she? She's working the gate, but she came down and came with us. Coleman, yeah, she's a red girl, light skinned girl.
But she was older, wore braids all the time.
We had the braids all the time.
Yeah.
Ooh, wee, boy, that brought my memories just there, boy. Good Lord. Woo! Put a hurting on the BDU pants, boy.
Her.
Shit. Been hurting.
Hey, since we all trying to get the family reunion, right?
Name.
I think her name was it Sherry David? I mean, David. Roundtree. Come on, David. You know, we
put
all
my whole put my whole government out there, boy, and this is recorded, too. Y'all disregard that last entry. Yeah, man. Gotta take it back to the military. Y'all disregard that last entry.
You sure did too. Hey, I think her name was Sherry Coleman.
Sherry.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Hey, I tell you, the only person that remember everybody's name was during English.
Yeah, you ain't talked to him yet.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, lately.
Yeah, I used to, he's my MySpace friend. No, not since I've been over here. I talked to him before I came.
Yeah, he a MySpace friend, too. He ain't doing shit. Sitting out at he was at a insurance company or something. One time doing call collections or some crap.
That's the nigga I got to hook up. That boy, they got a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, as far as what, the military is concerned?
Nah, he just know a lot of things, put it like that.
Oh, yeah, he did know that. A lot of ways to get
yeah.
over that. That nigga was the king
yeah.
of schemes, boy. He was the king of schemes. Straight. Wait a minute, wasn't he the one?
Yeah.
With the PX
yeah.
shit.
Hey man, when you said that earlier,
I was like, you got the wrong person.
You being recorded.
I had to
yeah.
get him to call in to the show.
Oh hell, I didn't want to tell him to set up that scam.
Shit,
that ain't my fault. Shit, he out now. He ain't going back in. So shit. What was done is done.
But done is done.
But that's what I heard. You know, I don't know the whole details of it.
I don't know the truth about it.
I just heard that, you know, but they're always going to try to make a black man the leader of everything crooked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, please, we got the idea from y'all crooked motherfuckers.
Yeah, they sure were, but they did have the peace fight when they came over from England.
Man, damn, boy,
they did something.
Boy, he was a beast. Now he was a beast. My dog.
I took the picture of English when we were going to the freak Nick.
Hall say she got some pictures. I don't know all the pictures because you know she was you know what I'm saying, she was with me when we rolled down there.
I got the one in the English. Me, English, and Craig, we went up there in our lane.
Maybe didn't you go?
No.
You didn't go to the freak? Damn. Thought everybody had went to that shit. Damn, freak niggas off the
Nah,
damn.
Me and Pierce and Nottage and his wife, we stayed behind.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. At the time, you was kicking it with Pierce, wasn't you?
Yeah.
What's up with him? How he doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't heard nothing from him?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. She don't want to know nothing about him. I'm like, I don't know.
Nah, that's not true.
Oh, my bad.
That ain't true. I just ain't telling y'all niggas. I just ain't telling you, motherfuckers.
he said, I sound like, you know, I didn't really want to know, but I want to know where everybody is, you know what I mean?
If I can
get in touch with everybody that was back there, I get in touch with them, whether
we in or out, man.
Stay together or not. We can't find everybody.
I can't remember everybody because, you know, it's been a while.
That's the whole thing. That's what killed me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, basic training, I got my basic training book, and I can, you know what I'm saying? I can find everybody on there. I mean, because it lists everybody's picture and name, but we don't have that from Germany.
Yeah, I just meant to say that, too, man. I'm like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, no big group picture that we all took together, no, you know what I'm saying? I guess we really wouldn't think we were partying too damn hard, man.
I ain't going to tell that, Cause me and my boy and Lane, we took our pictures, you know.
Yeah. But y'all ain't got none of us though.
Cause the only person that hung together was me, my boy, and my boy Green, Terrence Green.
Green, that's his name.
I remember Green.
That's the ugly nigga, right? I can't front. That nigga was ugly as all I know, but he had every woman. Well, every German woman off post.
And then you say now, hold up. We going to Green now.
I'm trying to remember now. Was that the Green with the glasses?
No. Now his name is Green too.
I'm talking about that. You remember the ugly dude with the glasses? He was cool now, but
yeah,
that dude,
the nigga, the ugly little
ego looking
nigga.
Yeah, look like one of them Kermits or something. But he always had women.
Yeah, but you remember the other nigga with Green too that used to hang around me and Lane there, but he was same. He had the bigger head, but his name was Green. Terrence Green, he used to work in S3.
And wait a minute, I was in S3.
His name was Green too. There was another dude named Green too that used to work with y'all. He was the same.
Damn. Well, them niggas must not have been that important.
It really was
only 10 of us that, I mean, hung, like, you know what I'm saying, draws to an ass.
Well, see, he's a quiet type.
Oh, okay. I probably remember. If I see faces, you know what I'm saying, I remember everybody. It comes to faces, man. It's been, you know what I'm saying, 10 years. Y'all the only faces I remember. I mean, verbatim. All the features and everything, you know what I'm saying? Like it's been yesterday. I feel like if I went back to Germany today, you know what I'm saying? It would be like I ain't never left.
Yeah, I say the same thing too. I say, shoot, boy. I told Lane, if I ever became a millionaire, boy, I'm getting you a passport, nigga. We going back to Germany, boy.
Hey, I had that thought, dog. I mean, I said, man, if I ever came into an amount of money where I was able to be able to do that. Man, shit, I would locate everybody, and man, everybody who can make it, go make it. You know what I'm saying?
You say, Mike, we going to Germany? Yeah, I'm going.
Everybody who can come, I mean, just, you know, I'm buy the tickets and all that. You feel me? I just want everybody to get together so we can all, you know what I'm saying? You know, you watch my back, I watch yours, and let's go. Cause I didn't get to go to Amsterdam. They didn't get to go to Holland like I wanted to. The Netherlands. I want to go to all them different places. You know what I'm saying? Just to see them.
Nigga, I stopped by Amsterdam. That was just coming home, man. I stopped by that place. I just looked in it. I said, "Dang, this shoulder look nice," but I did say that. Everybody, bro, we right. We ain't seen everybody. Cause I went on tag to see if I can find Hines. Couldn't find Hines.
That tag ain't good for nothing. You got to go on social networks like that High Five. I'm on High Five now. I signed up for High Five.
You know what? I had her number at one time when I was in Texas, and then I don't know what I did with it. And I never talked to her again.
Shoot, hey.
You and Lane always kept in touch?
Well, me and Lane kept in touch about four or five years ago now. We've been in touch. Years now we've been in touch. I'm taking a trip up there, mate.
Oh, up there to Pennsylvania?
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. That nigga might have to come down here.
Nah, man, I'm
thinking. I done had too many warnings that Pennsylvania for black people.
I knew that. Well, he said, you know, we're
there. Got a lot of black people up there.
I don't care if it's a lot of black people down here. I ain't telling you this the best place for black people either.
Yeah, that's true, but Lane had it with Italian there, bro. But I gotta go visit my boy, man. I ain't seen my boy, like I said, 10 years, man.
Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, it'll be worth just a road trip. You feel me?
No, nigga, I ain't driving.
No, I'm just saying, just a road trip, but I drive, nigga. Shit. Oh, what you talking about, flying? Taking the train?
Yeah, flying, bro.
Oh.
Hey, I drive to see him, man. But see, that's Pennsylvania, bro.
Yeah.
Man, that's a long trip, man. I ain't gonna drive by myself.
Yeah,
from Maryland, where I am, to Alabama, where my grandma is, 17 hours.
Damn.
I'd never drive that.
I done did that, though. Shit, me. I done drove from Tampa, Florida, to Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New Orleans.
I drove to New Orleans too, bro.
Yeah, but I was with somebody at New Orleans. But the other two, I drove by myself. I drove to Virginia by myself straight. I think that was like 13 hours. It was like 13, 14 hours.
I did in North Carolina too. I did in North Carolina, South Carolina. I did all
it was,
by myself.
Yeah, that was like 9 hours, 9, 10 hours. I drove both of them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, riding. When I'm by myself,
that's peace and quiet there, bro.
Yeah, you can't. Christmas, boy, I'd be trying to break the speed barrier.
but going through Georgia, you know we got to do the speed limit.
Oh, no. It's two key places. It's two key places. I go 1 mile under the speed limit, and that's Georgia and Virginia. Because when you ride through VA, all their stuff is, they got the airplane that fly overhead.
Yeah, but we got to do the speed limit in town, bro, because you know, them trying up, man. Them doing it. Hey, listen, nigga, and you going through the towns. You got, And, you know, at night, too? Oh, no, nah, bro, I'm going to – no, I drive during the daytime because I don't want nobody saying that Michael, he's driving past the speed limit. No, he's going to kill me.
Yeah. Like, why it took y'all so long to get here, nigga? We only did daytime driving, nigga. We only did daytime driving. Shit. It started to get the time changed, nigga. It started to get dark at 6, nigga. We had to pull over, nigga.
Pull over.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I ain't been on the road in a minute, though. I'm trying to get my van up and running, man, so I can really. I need to go up to see my daughters and all that. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't got no kids. No, you'd be like, damn, Smell, you got kids now? No. But I got, you remember when I was dating Tyler up in Heidelberg?
Yeah.
The chick I used to always go see in Heidelberg, put it that way.
That's when you used to leave.
Yeah. You gone for the whole weekend. You gone.
Where you at? You
like,
gone.
Yeah, that nigga in Heidelberg. See ya.
She around there?
No, she in Hawaii now.
Dang,
she live in Hawaii now. Yeah, she living there. She moved. She had got out and went and no. She did like 5 years though. She stayed in for a little minute, and then just got out over there.
Dang.
And then the oldest, she stay in Atlanta. I know she stay in North Carolina. She got one. I'm a granddad. And then my other youngest one, she in Job Corps. Up in she in Virginia at Job Corps.
Dang, bro. Man. Shoot, man. Well, I'll put it like this. My oldest daughter, what, finna be 21. She made me a granddad.
Man.
My daughter that I had over there, man, she's what, 15, finna be 16. My daughter and my son that was born over there in Germany, she finna be 12. And my son finna be, my daughter finna be 13, and my son finna be 12 this year.
Man, you got the whole little marching line.
I'm glad, because that's it, bro. After that, man, I'm just waiting on this divorce to be found, man. I'm just ready for it, bro. I've been separated going on, what, almost 3 years now, man. I'm ready.
What?
Hey, that's remember you asked me where I'm at, man. I've been separated from, like I said, my wife 3 years, man. She's down there in Lakeland. I go visit my kids, see them, see them.
I mean, so what happened with Lane's situation? He talking about he getting divorced, too.
Well, it's like this. After Lane, what? Man, well, to be honest with you, man, Lane got closer to God when we was over there in Germany, man.
Oh, over in Germany?
In Germany?
Yes. Y'all didn't know that, didn't it?
No.
Y'all didn't know that, didn't it?
But see, let me tell you the one special thing that we all I know liked about Lane. That nigga was a designated driver. Every time we went to go out to the club, he would be the only one in the club that I mean he'd drink a beer, but I ain't never seen him pissy drunk.
That's after I left.
Really?
I ain't never seen him pissy drunk. I'm saying when he went to the clubs with us.
No. Was I still there or was I gone?
You was still there.
Oh, but see, Lane had got saved. Lane had accepted God when I was there.
What? Because, see, he'll tell you, that nigga there was the first, he was the first one that got me to drink, though. And when I talked to him on the phone, he said, man, I apologize, man, for making you an alcoholic. I said, thank you. At least somebody accepted their responsibility. It wasn't all on me. I took my first drink because of Lane, though. My first drink ever I took was because of Lane at the Dirty Float.
But see, Lane had accepted Christ, and I'm gonna let him give y'all his testimony. But Lane had accepted Christ with me one night, and you know, and then after I left, I don't know what happened, but I noticed Lane, you know, but I couldn't, you know, keep Lane the way he wanted, but. After Lane had came back, Lane had called me, and that's how we got back in touch. Lane had called me and told me that he had got back and started running stronger with God. So, you know, that's why things is with Lane is the way, but Lane.
He said that's why he left Virginia, because he say things, you know, he got a calling to Pennsylvania.
Yep.
You know
so
what I'm saying? He said
he
was just.
God.
Yeah, you say, Lord, send him there. And I told him, he was like, yeah, it's racist and all that, but he said, I got a mission. I'm supposed to be here. This is where I'm supposed to be at.
Now,
I was like, hey.
That's what Lane is. Lane is having his father-in-law in the church.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he said he's trying to become a deacon. Well, he is a deacon in the church.
Yeah, now, that's what I'm doing with my daddy. I'm having my daddy's in the ministry. And see, the difference between that Lane is that he having his father in the ministry and the situation with him and his wife, I don't understand. Well, I do understand, but Lane got to be the problem on that one to help you out with that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, with me and my wife is that, you know, she couldn't understand the situation because, you know, my past is my past. You know what I'm saying?
We all got one.
But see, the thing is that I gave my past to God, and after I gave my past to God, she wanted to know my past, and I said, hey, my past is my past. And she wanted me to talk to my past. I said, no, I can't talk to you about my past.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to leave that in the past. You got to leave that in the past. Some things is better left alone.
But then I told her, I said, hey, you're not squeaky clean yourself. So after that, you know, I was trying to be the best man that I could. And even coming home, I left my parents to go down with her. And after I did that, she was doing this because I even, bro, could you ever see me going to jail?
You went to jail?
Yeah, could you ever see me going to jail?
Damn.
I could. I went to jail, but guess what? I went to jail because of her. I took the blame.
Wow. Now, what you selling dope then?
No, I never did.
You took the blame. I'm like, you trafficking me?
But see, this is the thing about it. I'm not ashamed to tell what I done. But see, it was like one night she was sleeping, you know, and I was sitting there, and I'm in the church, but I wasn't fully committed like I am now. But I'm sitting there watching TV. I was watching. You know me, bro. You know how I was in Germany. I'm sitting there with my slow jam on, and she's asleep. And she's like, Michael, why don't you turn the music down? So I'm turning the music down. I'm watching Midnight Love. And she said, you need to turn that down. I said, okay, I'm turning the music down. She said, you need to. I said, Alicia, stop. So she getting mad. She's sitting there turning the music. I said, Alicia, stop. So she kept doing it, doing it. I said, Alicia, stop. And then she did it so much that I got aggravated. And then I got so aggravated, Tree, that I hit her. And when I hit her, I apologized. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's got to be some straight madness, boy. I ain't never seen you even get mad, nigga.
But see, that's what it was. You know how you push somebody till you get to that limit? She did that. She kept doing that so much that I got to that limit. And I never too much got that angry. So when I got to that point, I apologized. But then after that, I called the police and all that junk. And then guess what? When the police came, I met the police at the road. And I told them what happened. And they said, you know what, you can put her in jail too because I was scratched up and everything. You know what I'm saying? But then she was...
And that's both of y'all looking like idiots. You know what I'm saying? That don't make no sense. What the fuck you mean? What I want to be in jail for and put her in jail for?
But no, but guess what? The reason why I went to jail is because I couldn't have her in jail and my kids was out.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That affects your whole family. And they do that down here now. They do that. They're notorious for that now because so many spouses kept calling on the boyfriend or whoever in the household, and then by the time the police got there, you know what I'm saying, now the situation squashed. Even if you got, you know what I'm saying, got hit or whatever, you know what I'm saying, by the time the police get to you down here 2 hours later, you know what I'm saying, the situation done got squashed. So what they started doing was, they ain't even care. When they come out, somebody going to jail or both of y'all going to jail.
But then, get this, my dad, my dad say, listen, you didn't have to call the police. You could have just got me, and I would have handled the thing. She said, no. So then, you know, my dad say, I could have handled the situation. You ain't had to call the police and get the police involved. So then the police picked me up right there, and they got me. I got in the car. You know what I'm saying? I got in the car. And they said, Mike, what you going to do? Take me. They say, bro, why? I say, take me because I don't want her to go to jail. I take the blame. They said, bro, what? Nah, man, she need to go. Nah. So she made this whole big fuss, and I said, take me. You know what I'm saying? Take me. I do it. So they put me.
I know she beat on, got her own, herself arrested without even, you know what I'm saying? When you trying to help the situation, sometimes motherfuckers get they self arrested. Still selling out. Don't even know what's happening. You still going to jail, but they still want to sell out. And then the police were like, well, fuck it. Then you going too, ma'am. Get your ass in there. You know what I'm saying?
So they put me in jail, which I spent the night in jail. Even the people, even the police people, they said, bro, what you doing in jail? And I told them, they said, man, this ain't you. I said, I know. I know. So I'm spending the night in jail, bro. And they were surprised to see me there. They said, Mike, don't worry about it. We got you. You know what I'm saying? This is how good God got me now. I'm in jail. The dude in jail said, Mike, don't worry about it. I got your back. I'm sleeping fine. This dude over here watching my back. Then next thing you know, the judge said, bro, this is your first time in jail? Yes, sir. He said, okay, this is what I want you to do. Okay. I'm supposed to be doing probation all this. I did probation for a whole year. So then,
damn.
I did probation for a whole year. So I'm sitting there going down there, taking her and the kids down there to her parents, her grandmother's house and all the junk, bro. Getting her a car. I'm down in Lakeland. No, nothing. I'm getting a new job, all the junk. Listen, them hold the car, go to work. No. Excuse me? I said, girl, this is my car. No. If you
after all that, this went down?
After all this went down, I'm going down there with her because of my kids, because I can't see my kids 3 hours and I'm here, right? So I'm trying to make a new life, bro. So here I am. In Lakeland, where you at now? Here I'm making a new life, and I'm telling her I'm working at Publix now. You said I need a job to go. I mean, need a car to go to work. No, excuse me. I need to drive. No, if you take the car, I call the police. You know you got a record. Excuse me. And I say, Lord have mercy. I say, okay. I say, okay, you got me here. So then that was battling up and down, bro. So I stayed up from 2003 to 2006, and then after that. So your boy was doing good. Look, your boy was doing good, bro. I was doing good. Then recently, you know, recently I was working at the hospital, CNA, certified. Recently,
congratulations.
So recently coming back from being my own business owner, selling Mona V. I know you don't see the signs down there. Mona V, this health drink.
Yeah, that's you?
I was in that too, selling home Mona V, but I stopped selling it because I didn't have nobody helping me sell it. You know, my wife was with my backbone, helping me sell this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I didn't have no support. But coming back from down here, selling it, making a presentation to my dad's church, my wife didn't want to go with me to help me sell it. So I'm coming back, coming home, seeing my kids crying. I'm like, why is my kids crying? Mike, you need to sit down. I'm sitting down. Guess what comes out of her mouth, man? Guess what comes out of my mouth, Ron
Chase? Oh, the divorce?
No, what's that? Not that. Michael, me and you, me and the kids are leaving. Excuse me? Me and the kids are leaving. And I'm like, maybe, I'm like, excuse me? Me and the kids are leaving. Me and you can't see eye to eye. I'm leaving. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, why are you leaving? We argue a lot. Me and you, you know, that's the only thing came to my mind. Me and you argue a lot. I say, Nisha, everybody argue day by day. You know what I'm saying? I say, people argue day by day. She said, well, I done talked to my mom, and we going to my mom's house. I'm like, okay, so I'm going back there to hug my kids. My kids crying. You know what I'm saying? So
that'd be the only part of. Okay, you go ahead and leave. How about that?
No, be quiet, let him tell a story.
No, Ron, I'm going to tell you now. I'm going back there to my kids.
Don't talk ass. Shut up, girl. Come over there.
I'm hugging my kids,
with a camel's toe.
Listen, Ron, I'm helping my kids, man. And my kids are crying. I'm telling my kids everything will be all right. They said, Daddy, we don't want you to go. I said, no, everything going to be all right. And then I'm coming back in there where she at, and I'm looking at her. I'm saying, you sure this is what you want? Yes. I'm sure. You sure this is what you want? Yes. I'm saying, you sure this is what you want? Yes. I say, you know, I'm the type of man to give a woman what she wants. I asked her 3 times, Tree. She said, yeah, this is what I want. So, she packed up. She was packing some of her stuff up. She didn't do it right then, but 2 weeks, she asked me, said, you gonna let me use the van and go? I'm like, nope. But she got a mom. Her mom gave her a little red car, which I knew her mom was gonna give it to her anyway. But she was moving her stuff. But get this, maybe. All this stuff she was doing, I was going to my mom's house. And then when I spent the night to my mom's house, something told me to call to the house because I had a house phone, right? Found out that the lights was cut off. She cut the lights off to the house. Because the lights was in her name. And when
she cut them off. They wasn't off. She cut them off.
Yeah, she cut the lights off. And I was making the house payment, the rent payment. I was making a light bill. But then she told me, she said, I had to get the lights turned off because it was messing up my credit. I'm like, credit? I said, Misha, I was making the van payment. I was making a light payment. I was making a rent payment all by myself, and I was still working, too. She said, well, I had to get the credit. I'm like, okay. Now, all this behind my mom said, Michael, she got some of her sleeve. I said, nah, mama, she couldn't do me like that, mama. Find out, Tree, she had already found her a place. She had to get the lights turned over her name. But get this now, she had already had a mom. She had got a mom lights in her own name, but that was good for her. So then when I found out she had got the trailer in her name, she got lights in her name, I say, look at this crap.
And,
so I told mama, I said, mama, you know what? I'm going back to Lakeland. I'm going to get this TV. I bought a 64-inch flat screen TV, bro. I came down to Lakeland. I got it, got my clothes, and I told her, I said, hey, you better go into the house and get everything out your house. Because, hey, I ain't there no more. I told her just like that, and that's why I moved back home. So after that, I don't mind paying child support. But ever since I left that tree, she's not having it good, man.
You know that.
She's in an $800 house. She's not making rent on it. She's having trouble with the light bill. You know what I'm saying? But guess what kind of man I am? I pay child support, which I don't mind paying child support because those are my kids. But I only got 2 kids by her. I don't have 3 kids.
So you paying for 3 of them?
No, I only pay for 2.
Oh.
The baby father for my stepdaughter, she can't even get child support from me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But
God
I help.
God don't like ugly, man. I'm going to tell
but
you
I
that.
Help. But I help.
God do not like ugly, and a lot of people do things sometimes out of spite, you know what I'm saying, to just, you know, really just, you know, out of spite. They don't intentionally do it at the time. They ain't thinking at the time, you know what I'm saying? But in the long run, you know, yeah, that's what fucks everything up.
But you know what one of her questions was when she talked to me? She asked me, say, if Michael, she can turn back the hands of... No, she said she wished she can turn back the hands of time. She asked that question to me.
Ain't nothing but that guilt shit.
No, I told her. I said, yeah, you wish you can turn back the hands of time, but it's over now. You do what you want to do now. And she came to see my new house now. You know what her question was? My house looks better than hers.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got the, you know, and that's the other thing. People do sometimes do things to bring you down that they think is going to bring you down. You know what I'm saying? And then when you actually make a come up, mother be upset like a motherfucker. Damn, you supposed to be crashing and burned.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. Now, because, like, when we filed for the divorce, she talking about she want half of my pension. She want this. I'm like, why you want half of my pension? I said, when I filed for the divorce, I didn't want nothing from you. I don't want nothing from you. All I want is just spend my time with my kids, and that's all I want from you. Spend time with my kids. I don't want nothing from you. But you want half of my pension, you want half of this? But you the one that left me. So why you want half of this and half of this from me when I don't want nothing from you? But you left me. What type of woman are you?
Mm-hmm. That is true, boy.
Now, then, after she left me now, she been trying to keep up with me. Like, okay, what woman you with now? That's none of your business.
Talking about what number you with.
No, she wanna know what women gonna with. I'm like, ain't none of your business. But you still married. Wait a minute, baby, I ain't married. Remember, you left me, so I can see whoever I want to see. You left me, baby. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't keep no tabs on me, but you still married. Remember, when you leave somebody, that's legally saying I'm divorced from you. Remember that? Legally, baby, I'm just divorced from you. And I filed the paperwork. So when I filed, when I signed my name on that paper, I'm divorced from you. You just ain't signed the paper. So she don't like that. And now every time I go down there and see my kids, Mike, I sure wish me and you can. No, baby, that's over.
And you're going to keep getting that. That's one thing about it, though, boy. You're going to keep getting that.
And I recently told her, I said, well, the next time you call me, let's talk about the kids. Don't ask me about my day and how I'm doing. You can sit there and say, Michael, how your day doing? My day been fine. How's your day? Your day been fine. Okay, now how's the kids? The kids fine? Oh, okay, that's good then. Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that cold shoulder, boy, it hurts. But you put yourself in that predicament, man, shit. Hey,
it's not
get
that,
how
man.
You
it's
live.
Just that I'm tired, man. You don't even know, man. Over there in Germany, man. Do you remember how upset I used to get?
How who?
You know
oh,
how upset I used to be in Germany.
Yeah.
You
know, I ain't know why. You know what I'm saying? Because of course I wasn't in the. You know
well,
what I'm saying? In
remember
the,
when I used to get sick a lot?
Yeah.
Remember when I used to get sick? That's
yeah, how's that anyway? You know what I'm saying? With your...
That's why I used to get sick.
Oh, that
I
stress.
Used to get stressed out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now
stress can kill you, boy. Don't think that.
But tree, that used to trigger it. That used to trigger it. But now since I've been separated from her, man, I haven't got sick, bro. I haven't got sick, bro.
Wow.
And I thought I was a dummy. I haven't had a fever for a while, bro. And I like that. And like, no. And people ask me, I say, bro, you ain't got your girlfriend? Nah, bro. Nah, bro. Nah, bro.
I ain't even, man, please. That's how Tyler, but Tyler be asking me that. She talks, you ain't got, I'm like, man, I'm straight. I mean, I'm to the, yeah, because you, sometimes you be looking, you go to looking for something, and you don't know what you're looking for. That's all I'm saying. We don't know what we're looking for in life. You know what I'm saying? As far as love, we know what we want. You know what I'm saying? But everything that you want is not always the best for you. So, therefore, when you go looking for that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might get what you want. It's like I was looking for a chick that smoked herb all day and would screw me all day. I found that. I found that back in when I first got in the military. You know what I'm saying? Ran into this chick and ended up being with her 3 years. She sold weed. Did powder, you know what I'm saying, which I found out after staying with her, you know what I'm saying, trying to turn me on to the shit. I'm, man, please, I ain't with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I never was into any other kind of drug except for herb. But that was, I was in heaven, you know what I'm saying? I'm with the chick that sell everything, you know what I'm saying? So I got what I wanted, but I was completely unhappy in the whole situation.
Yep.
I mean, me as me as my person, you know what I'm saying? She used to try to buy me clothes and play me dress up doll and all that. I ain't never been that type of nigga. Never been that type. I ain't, you ain't, even when I was over there, y'all ain't never seen me dress up and been no dressy type of nigga. I ain't never ever been that type of nigga in my life. That's not me. Jeans and a t-shirt, some nice shoes, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? But to try to take me to the store and make me look like your baby daddy's before me, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't with that shit, man. And that's the type of situation. But I'm saying, that wasn't love. And then a year into it, you know what I'm saying, she talks to him, he loved me. And she said it so many times, you know what I'm saying, I didn't feel no love because that ain't how we came into the situation. I came into the situation kicking her baby dad out the house because I just seen weaknesses in the relationship, you know what I'm saying, how he was slipping here and slipping there and just filled in the little gaps. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like it was hard, you know, to compete with a nigga that sit around and play the video games all day instead of being on your hustle. I'm on my hustle all day, you feel me? When I was coming over there, I was buying, you know what I'm saying? She seen me from buying little quarters up to, you know, buying half a peas and all that from them, you know what I'm saying? And actually moving it at that time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what got her turned on to me, because she seen I was by the body. You know what I'm saying? But then I was young. You know what I'm saying? She was all 10 years older than me and shit. But then I got what I asked for. You know what I'm saying? And ended up getting locked into it for 3 years. And then that's the only reason in 2002 is because of her doing the same thing that I did to her baby daddy. She had another nigga come in, but I already knew what to look out for. I was always on my pen, on walking on milk crates with her. You know what I'm saying? Just because of me personally, because of how I got into the situation. I always knew you would be a dirty bird and do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? If shit didn't go down your way. So that's how it ended up being. You know what I'm saying? You got another nigga lying, talking about I give you my paycheck and all this type of shit. And I used to start seeing the nigga hanging over at the house. You know what I'm saying? When I used to be going out hustling, come back, and this nigga at the house, come back, this nigga at the house. What the fuck is you doing up in the house? This nigga sitting up in the house, you got some hoe pants on, some hoe shorts on, some shit where you all up in your crotch and shit. You feel me? It's just shit that you know she wasn't doing that, you know, the last week. But now this nigga around, now you doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, Lord just put it in, you know, gave me hindsight to see that, though. And I just, yeah, I just slowly started to hang back at mom's house, you know what I'm saying? Mom ain't mine because she already knew what time it was. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, she drove me through some shit. I ain't going to say it was all bad, but it wasn't all good. And it wasn't what I wanted, though. You know what I'm saying? I went looking for something, but it was something totally opposite of what I really wanted. So that's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You might go looking for love. You ain't even going looking for love. Most time we going to look for something specific. We're looking for somebody who can take care of us, you know what I'm saying, who can pay the bills, who got good sex, who's smart. You know what I'm saying? One of them two categories, you ain't going looking for love out of the relationship. You going looking for something specific.
Gotta have a sex down, bro. Gotta have to make a love down good, bro.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that don't make the whole relationship though.
No, I don't. Now, make a
because look, that's how I went in it with her. I mean, them 3 years, dog. It's not one night I wasn't up in it. You know what I'm saying? Handling my business. It wasn't one night in 3 years that I was with her that I wasn't handling my business. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't had nothing to do with the relationship. We never went out to eat. You know what I'm saying? All this money we making, never went out to eat. You know what I'm saying? Never went out to the movies. Never went out and did nothing together as a so-called couple. You feel me? So, you know, but she was a hustler, though. She wasn't trying to be a housewife. She was, you know what I'm saying? She had the dream of being a housewife, but she didn't physically want to be a housewife because I was doing all that good man shit, you know what I'm saying, to keep you locked down at the house. But that ain't what she wanted. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it ain't all in what you... And then when she turned around and called herself, you know what I'm saying, liking the dude because he talking about he going to put his check down and all this, this nigga was married with 3 kids from another state and was with her for probably with her maybe a month, ain't never bring a check home because she, you know what I'm saying, after he done did his little dude had his way, yeah, she come back trying to call me and shit, talking about something, oh, you know that nigga, he ain't this, he ain't that, and all I'm doing is laughing on the other line.
Yeah.
Because you know I was doing that, but you that's what you said you wanted, but in the end you really didn't want that.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't want that. You didn't want to be locked down. You know what I'm saying? You wanted to be frolicky and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Then she wanted a kid. I don't know what about me. I can't have no kids. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say I can't, but I ain't had no kids, and I done tried. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying? And then this is the Lord, because 3 years after her dog, and after leaving her, I wasn't with her, and a year later, dog, she popped up pregnant from a old ass looking nigga. You know what I'm saying? This nigga look old. I don't even know how she met this dude. The dude looked like, you know, he was at least 10 years older than her and shit. And yeah, he was fertile in the motherfucker though, because that little baby, I seen the baby. She brought the baby up, let me see him. I said, damn, what is that? I didn't mean to be talking about kids like that, but the baby looks so old, man. You know how you got, you know, them old man babies?
Yeah.
The baby looked disgruntled and shit. You know what I'm saying? Face all scrunched up, looking mean, and, you know what I'm saying, just mad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody done did something to the baby or something.
That's bad, bro.
I'm just straight up. And you seeing this on a baby's face? I already know how the baby gonna grow up. And I seen the dude. The dude ain't have nothing going on by himself. Nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? Ain't have nothing going on. I'm like, if you gonna leave a person for something better.
Yeah, I feel you.
You feel me? Don't go backwards. You don't go back to the dinner table when there wasn't nothing on the plate when you just came from a full plate.
Yeah, I feel you. That's what I was telling you because, you know, when the ex did what she did, you know, I'm like, okay, now you're doing this, but you don't got no proof. And still don't got no proof because she's throwing things at me, but I'm like, you're doing this, but you don't got no proof. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't got no proof, and I'm like, okay, now you got my kids going this way and got, you know, told lies to my kids, but you don't got no proof. But hey, I just let you do what you're doing. You keep doing what you're doing, but hey, you do what you do. But I see you on that one. I see you on that one, bro. So she still ain't been trying to connect with you?
Nah, man, I had to make my mind up too. Now that's another thing. You got to make your mind up because, okay, the sex was there. Yeah, she was a head bandit. You know what I'm saying? So that was keeping a nigga stuck a couple of times. So yeah, I backslid probably twice dealing with her since we had actually broke up. You know what I'm saying? She'll slide up there on me late night, catch me on the grind and shit, be like, get in the car, let me. You know what I'm saying? She know how to play with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody know how to. That little thing that you know what I'm saying, can get you back in that picture. But it's you know what I'm saying? But you have to, you know what I'm saying, take it upon yourself personally and be like, no, that's just not what I want. That's what's fucking us up. And that's what was fucking us up. I mean, the sex was there, but it was nothing else. You can't build a relationship on sex, man. Just like you just can't build a relationship on just wanting to be together. Because after you do have sex, and if that ain't getting past first base, then what? Now what? You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, you got to look at the relationship of people that, you know what I'm saying, that done got married paraplegics and shit. You know what I'm saying? What are they in it for? You know, people in wheelchairs that's paralyzed from the waist up. You know what I'm saying? What is that woman still there for? Or what is that man still there for? You know, that's love, though. You know what I'm saying? Love is true and everlasting. You know what I'm saying? Sex is temporary. Relationships are temporary. You know what I'm saying? All that shit is temporary. Love is everlasting. You know what I'm saying? That will never cease. You know what I'm saying? Never cease. I take a bullet for anybody that was in my unit that we done got in contact for. You know what I'm saying? Up until now. You know what I'm saying? I would take a bullet for any one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. If some shit popped off and I knew I could, you know what I'm saying? Not to intentionally go and kill myself, but just to for you, you know what I'm saying? And live, you know what I'm saying? So you can live. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I lost my life in the course of it, then that's just what the Lord had planned for you. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, please, that's love. That's what I mean by love. You know what I'm saying? All the other shit is just some old temporary feelings and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what we be having when we be in relationships. We have them temporary feelings with each other. And it don't be what, you know what I'm saying? It don't always be what you set out for. That's all I'm saying. So, but everything was good, all gravy, man. It made me a stronger man for what I am today. You know what I'm saying? What don't kill you, make you a motherfucking superhero. So that's how I feel like a superhero now, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing me, I'm doing what I want to do, I'm doing what I got to do, you know what I'm saying, to survive. I mean, what else is it? You know? So, what else you got planned for today, homie? Hello?
Hello?
What happened to stop?
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's Stout went?
Oh.
I don't know. Did he hung up? The switchboard's still on, so he must not have hung up. Hold on, let me refresh this tab real quick. Well, what you got planned for the rest of the day,
girl? Oh, he just said he got disconnected.
Oh, he hitting you up on the instant messenger? It might have been Blog Talk. You know Blog Talk will cut you off in a second, boy, but they ain't cut us off yet. That bitch be like, thank you for using Blog Talk. you got 5 seconds. No, it's just click, thank you. I'll let you on the show tomorrow. I'm telling that. You gonna come by for the show tomorrow? It started at 3:00.
Wait, what time you said it was? 3:00.
Yeah, it's gonna start at 3:00 in the afternoon. That'd be what, like 9 your time?
What time is that for me?
Yeah, it's like 9, I think. Mm-hmm. You six hour difference, right? Yeah, it's like 9.
Yeah, that should be.
It's like 9 at night, yeah. I think Lola, I talked to her yesterday for about 30 minutes after the show was over with. We talking all about any and everything. So she say she thinking about getting her show, doing her show. So I say she's thinking about starting her show. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Shit, that's just more influence, you know what I'm saying? More fan bases we can be putting together. Reaching more and more people, yeah, man. Yeah, steady connection. I tell you to do a damn show. And bring punk ass Sergeant C on that motherfucker if I can cuss his ass out.
What?
I said bring Sergeant C on there so I can cuss his ass out. Punk ass motherfucker.
Oh.
you make sure you tell him to run this show back. Tell him, yeah, I gave him a special shout out. Tell him I thought about him. I gave him a special shout out. Just for him. Tell him I gave him a shout out just for him. Yeah, punk motherfucking ass.
I'm just telling that motherfucker. That's just like with me and my MySpace page. Like, I don't bring, you know, army people on being on my MySpace. You know what I'm saying? I feel like MySpace is strictly for my friends. So
yeah,
I shouldn't
even
tell him
about
the damn site.
I don't even tell him about it no more.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
like,
so many times you can tell a person.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Only so many times you can lead a horse to water. You can't make that punk motherfucker drink, so. Yeah, I feel you on that. His loss, you know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna kill me. Kill me if you do or you don't, nigga. You do or you don't.
Yeah, because I was telling him, remember that night when we were going to do, it was Thursday, and he asked me to go somewhere. I was like, nah, I can't go. You know, I gotta go to the show. Yeah, I'm co-hosting tonight. He talking about, ha, you ain't even getting paid. You know, making a smart-ass fucking comment. Like
I'm getting paid. Bitch, it's a fucking freak.
Yeah, it's like.
Stupid motherfucker.
It's not even about that.
Damn, now, but you know what I'm saying? It's not even about that, asshole. Yeah, he ignoramus on that one. But that's people on the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? Wannabes,
exactly.
but can't be. You know what I'm saying? He a wannabe. That's all that is. He want to be where you at. He want all the attention that you getting. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't going to never get that because you are a loser. Put the L on your head, sir. Loser. But you'd be all right.
You'd
be all right.
You'd be all good.
Anyway, it's going on 9:00
tonight. Huh?
It's going on 9:00 your time tonight.
Yeah, it's almost 10.
Oh, okay. You 7 hour difference then. So, yeah, damn, it'll be 10 o'clock for you then, because it's going on 3 o'clock now. So, yeah, it'll be 10 o'clock, your time.
Oh, okay. So, 10 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, it'll be 10 o'clock, your time. I do it at 3 o'clock.
Oh, boy, telling them.
Yeah, because...
So, 3 o'clock, your time, it's going to be 2 o'clock, Rob time. So, that motherfucker talking about he work every day, 7 days a week.
Well, I mean, yeah, because he work at the church, too. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's why he say that. So he actually do, you know
I
what
guess.
I'm saying? Because then he go and minister, you know what I'm saying, at the church or whatever. So, yeah, hit up Lane, get everybody on the line, you know what I'm saying, make sure they call so we can have some clean conversation, you know what I'm saying? See what them brothers are back up in, you know, what they got going on. And have a nice little chat. But I do it at 3 o'clock so everybody be out of church. You know what I'm saying? You know, church be running over till about 2 o'clock. So, you know, I figure that's the latest, and by that time everybody be home and you know what I'm saying, be able to participate. So it's definitely going down.
Yeah, let's see if I can hit them up. Give them the call in.
Yeah. I hit a couple more people my damn self.
Fuck you, man. Man, I ain't sending no damn picture of me. You fucking crazy. I already got your email.
Yeah, tell him go to MySpace. You going to MySpace? You got up to date picture on there.
Yeah, and you see, I barely put pictures on that motherfucker. So
yeah, them some old pictures. I'm like, damn, you got one current picture. When that picture was taken, matter of fact.
Yeah, like
when you took that one with the short hair.
You want to see me, come see me.
You know what I'm saying? Get your ass on one of them.
Come see me live.
Get your ass live, man.
I ain't even trying to be taking no pictures, post them and emailing them and shit.
Jump on
around when we first met.
Oh, okay. Tell them niggas to take a hop over there. Get your ass on them hop flights. Get on one of them hop flights, you know what I'm saying? And get on over there, shit. Ain't that what they used to call them hops? A little cheap. When you be waiting, when you got to wait for an available seat. Yeah, you better get on one of them hop flights. No. Because your hair in braids now. So how you put it in braids if it was that short?
What? You breaking up.
No, I'm saying how you put your hair in braids if it was that short, like on your picture.
What?
The picture that's on your MySpace page, your hair is cut short.
Yeah.
So I'm saying how you got braids now?
What do you mean how I got braids now? That was like 2-3 months ago. That picture anyway.
Oh, what, your hair done grew out since then?
My hair is natural. I told you I'd be wearing, that picture I had like sew-in track. That's weave. You know, I don't never wear my real hair.
Oh, okay.
I never had, well, I can't say I never have, but, you know, I always wore hair in my hair a lot.
Yeah.
Most sisters wear their hair wear shit over here to protect their hair.
Yeah, all that dust.
This
and
weather
dirt
and shit over here is just like, we ain't got that, you know, that nice white girl shit. You wash your hair every day.
Yeah, I know that. And they shit, they even catching hell over there because they shit dry up and mat together and all that. You know what I'm saying? I know they ain't catching no good times over there either now. Women, period. Shit.
Yeah,
women, period. I know y'all ain't having a good time over there with that dirt, boy.
You know how we are. They wash their hair every day. We don't wash our hair every day.
Yeah, but we don't get lice and shit like they do. You know what I'm saying? They have all that lice and shit that grow on their hair, so they have to do that. We get some TCB, nigga. We ain't worried about nothing. Throw the hair grease off in there. If they can swim through all this hair grease. You know what I'm saying? They can swim through all this hair grease. Let them get it. They'll be on me, but I doubt that. Yeah. This is up. Well, see, I don't know what I'm going to do for the Saturday. I know I need to try to get out and make $2. Boy, I'm broken in a motherfucker. I ain't got no CDs burnt up. I can't do nothing. Did you send me your address?
No.
Oh, yeah. Email you me address. I'll send you some pops over there so you can, you know what I'm saying? Send your old pop, lot of pop over there. Try out the lollipops. Yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah, you gave me your address.
Oh, I gave you my address?
Yeah. Whew.
Yeah, you have to send me your address. I'll send you something over to you. Send you a care package. Yeah, do that. Yeah, but drop that in the email for me, and I'll send you some stuff over. I got to send you some CDs from Herc anyway. He want me to send some stuff over there, send his mixtape and shit over there, so, you know, like a tangible copy, not just a downloadable, you know what I'm saying? I know you can download it, but he want to have him sign an autograph, you know what I'm saying, and send it on over there to you. Yeah, no.
Who?
Herc. My artist Herc, they did the drop.
Yeah.
Get something from Wallaby too. I seen.
I thought you was gonna email me that. You ain't even email me that. You ain't even email me that drop.
Oh, the drop. Yeah, that's what I told him. Wait, I meant to email it to you. My bad. Hold on. Matter of fact, let me do that while we. I don't want to send it over to you. I sure enough forgot. It's on its way in a few seconds. Send it over to you.
Herc online now in MySpace.
Yeah, punk ass ain't calling to the show, nigga. Yeah, that shit.
He sure didn't. I should.
He told me what. He told me what, but Lustful Friday. What time your show start? You are receiving this 56 minutes. When the damn show start? Wait a minute, it ain't Saturday. That shit was like early this morning. I be trying to catch Eva's show, but her shit be she don't schedule them. You know what I'm saying? She just do a pop up show, so you got to kind of follow her, boy. So when I check my email, Eva. You know what, Eva O with the poet.
Oh, you said what about her?
No, you got to. She don't pre-schedule shows. You know what I'm saying? Like if she gonna do a show, she might do a show that night, and she'll schedule it that night. You know what I'm saying? Then she'll drop some info into Twitter and stuff to let you know that the show is on. But I mean, it'll send a reminder to my email. You know.